Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host, Nick Mason.
Interesting emphasis on some of those words there.
I mix it up every week.
We talk about movies.
You got to keep it alive, Mason. If you're not always moving, you're going to die or whatever.
We're like the sharks of the podcasting world. Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. We'll eventually be poached. Have our fins cut
for our
off.
Teethies?
Yeah.
For our fins and our teethies?
Fins and our teethies, yeah. There's no sponsor this week, which is probably bad for sponsors because it's probably going to be a pretty big episode. But I thought, hey, good opportunity to plug the Patreon up top.
You missed out, sponsors.
That's right.
We could have sent so many tens of offer codes your way, sponsors.
You wouldn't even believe it.
You wouldn't believe it, you idiots.
But yeah, we do have a Patreon, patreon.com/MrSundayMovies. We post some stuff there every now and then, but it's more just to keep the lights on, basically. So if you want to support the show in a way, that is a way to do it.
If you want us to put these soundproof tiles up on the walls, because right now they're just
sitting on chairs and propped against things.
Yep.
Yeah.
Where they probably work.
That's right.
Somewhat.
It's not important. But yeah, also thanks to everybody who just supports in general. Also another thing, because it's probably a big episode and people will be maybe jumping over for the first time and you're like, talk about Endgame. There's always time codes in the description if you want to jump ahead.
Exactly.
But that's also for people who just want to do that anyway. You don't have to be new to do that. That's open. That's a feature open to all.
No, only new listeners can do it.
Yes, okay, fair enough. They don't have to put up with our crap, but everyone else does.
That's right.
Yeah.
You knew what you signed up for.
That's right. Get into it, Mason?
Let's get into it.
All right, cool. We'll keep the news a little bit light this week, because it was a little bit light. Endgame kind of crushed everything,
mm-hmm.
including real-world events, it seems. Important things happen, and then
nothing else happened. No, nothing yeah. else happened.
That's it. First up, we got a few trailers, one of which being for Gemini Man.
Oh, the
Or
Ang
The
Lee.
Gemini Man?
The Gemini Man.
It's a Gemini Man, everyone. He looks just like you. Will Smith. Yeah.
A man who hasn't aged in many years.
You notice it more here.
You still do.
It's mostly the hair.
It could have been, get anyone else though. And look, maybe it'll come across in the acting.
Yeah.
Like when we see the full movie, I think, you know, maybe the older version will be, you know, he'll be worn down by life.
He'll have a big billabong hat on sideways like he had in Fresh Prince.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm. But in this, it's just two guys who look quite similar.
Yeah.
One has some facial hair and the other one doesn't.
That's right, yeah. So this was apparently in the works for years, right? Because I only knew about this recently when I think you brought it up.
Yep.
And then a week later, you know, we get this trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Charlton Heston or Robert Redford or
You're
someone.
You're thinking of the Omega Man.
No, I mean, they've been planning a version of this for years.
Oh, have they? Okay.
Yeah.
This is news to me also.
That? Or maybe
no.
I just, yeah. Well, then,
have you made it up though? Are you thinking of the Omega
possible.
Man?
It's possible.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But I think that was if there was going to be an earlier version, it just would have been two different actors, I assume.
Yeah, they would have brought back Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Bruce Willis again.
That's right, for some time travel shenanigans. Mm. Does this look good to you, though?
Not especially.
But it's Ang Lee, though.
I don't like anything Ang Lee's done.
You've never liked anything Ang Lee's done.
I don't think I have. Name another thing that isn't Hulk.
Brokeback Mountain.
Okay, that's all right.
Life of Pi?
I don't remember Life of Pi.
He was on
the boat with its tiger, yeah.
But it was a metaphor, maybe.
No, I didn't like that.
He did Sense and Sensibility.
Didn't like it, but I didn't say it, in fairness to him.
Okay. He's got some upcoming projects, including Gemini Man, but also Thriller in Manila.
Hmm.
Presumably some kind of scuffle in a manila envelope. I'm not sure.
Yes, correct.
It's really up in the air.
Two ants having a fist fight.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
And Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, which of course made waves with its... I don't like that movie. I know. I'm wrong, but I just don't like... I saw it when I was like 17.
It's hit and miss. And this, I feel, as a genre, is way closer to the things he's prone to miss with.
I think he's going to be all right, Mason. As a man and filmmaker. Yeah,
look, I just think it... I think he thinks this is profound, but he hasn't also seen The Sixth Day, the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie about
Or climbing. The One with or the Jet Li.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
I think... I don't know, you know, maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like he's a bit out of his depth here.
Okay.
And again, get an actor that looked really different when they were young.
Right, so who would you recommend? Would you do a Robert Redford? He's 82 years old, you got plenty of reference footage.
Yeah, that would work.
He's got such a craggly head nowadays.
He's got a craggly head.
He looks good, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, right, uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right, but who's more Will Smith's age?
It was, okay, I just wrote in The Omega Man, and I'm like, Charlton Heston was in The Omega
That's
Man.
What I'm
We're talking about The Gemini Man. I meant to write Gemini Man to find out the history of this project. Sorry, what were you going to say?
Who's closer to Will Smith's age now?
Like a Thomas Cruise? Not different enough, probably.
Not different enough, yeah.
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 Tony Scott was going to do it during the 90s.
That's, I guess, the problem with, you know, Hollywood stars, is they always look great, and they always attempt to look youthful.
Yes, that's exactly it. Okay, so these are some. This is when it was happening in the 90s. They went for these are the names that were thrown up. Harrison Ford. You could probably just dye his hair at that point.
Yeah, right. But that would work good. Yeah. Well, now
Chris
that
O'Donnell.
Would work good.
It would work good now.
I can't tell the difference between young Chris O'Donnell.
But that's also the 90s. This is the 90s. Oh, yeah, right. So I don't know. Mel Gibson.
Don't want Mel Gibson in anything.
John Voight. I don't know. I don't have enough young John Voight.
Yeah, right.
References.
Vincent D'Onofrio. How about that?
Yeah, that's not a bad one. But again, these are 90s names. Nicolas Cage, you just changed the wig. Clint Eastwood would be a good one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
And Sean Connery. That's, again, a wig situation.
Sean Connery, get away with it. But what is it? Has he retired from acting?
I believe so. Okay. Yeah. One of the last things...
But you know what could lure him back?
A wig. A sweet
and
wig.
Money.
And money.
Money to buy wigs.
He doesn't need money.
I know, but still, I get the sense.
I think one of the last acting gigs he did was... He revoiced James Bond in a From Russia with Love video game remake.
Oh, yeah.
In like 2005.
Uh huh. Okay.
And the last movie, of course, was LXG.
LXG, sure. From the LXG franchise. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So, look, man, we'll see.
Yeah.
Will Smith needs a hit because he's kind of had some big swings lately and they haven't quite paid off. Aladdin could very well be that. There was some more footage this week and people are kind of warming up to it. I'm now feeling better about Aladdin than I am Lion King. So,
right.
But then again.
Because we got the Lion King trailer again before Endgame.
Yes.
Doesn't do anything for me.
No, because there's a little bit of nostalgia in it for me in the music.
Uh-huh.
But aside from that, I'm with you. So you don't even have that
true.
Like...
Yeah. Well, Schwarzenegger for the Gemini Man.
Oh, yeah. That's not... Yeah.
Or Willis. Or Stallone.
Willis would be so bored.
No, he'd be bad. Exactly.
Stallone would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's... I think we need someone who was a young and vital action star.
Yes.
And then, which
oh,
I guess...
Van Damme, then.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Seagal.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. The Gemini Men. There we go. There's the sequel that no one is clamoring for and no one will clamor for. But just put them all in.
Put them all in. Okay.
Lundgren?
Yeah. Maybe not famous enough, but I think he'd be good.
But that's the thing about him. I think physically he's transformed quite a lot.
Yes.
Like when I think of young Schwarzenegger or like young Van Damme.
Yeah.
Lundgren. Old Lundgren's quite... Like when we saw him in Creed 2, he's very broad now.
Yeah.
Like he's broad and kind of square jawed. And in, you know, the 80s version of him.
He was also that?
He was, but he was quite narrow and chiseled.
Like an arrow.
In the face. Like an arrow, yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
And he's more craggly now.
Young Travolta. I don't want that. I'm just kidding.
Don't say that.
I'm just kidding.
He's had enough chances, enough franchise revivals.
I'm just thinking of people who've had a long career in the public eye.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Yeah.
DiCaprio?
Probably not old enough.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Because he doesn't look that different. Like, he's probably put on a little bit of weight, but there's not that much difference.
I think you're right. I think if he, like, really worked at it,
he'd look the same.
He could youthify himself very quickly. Yeah.
There you go. As far as youthifying yourself goes, Mason, this is the opposite because there's a Swamp Thing trailer.
Oh, yes.
Where it's a man who's turned into a Swamp Thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's
I don't know what was happening in this trailer.
It just seems to me like, they're doing kind of all-out gore. Kind of a horror situation, which
but
I think
but
is
I wasn't
interesting.
Sure who was transforming into the Swamp Thing. I wasn't sure who was just some sort of
it
other kind of swamp-based monster.
It seems to me that they got the body or the remains of Alec Holland, and then there's a transformation birthed from that.
Right.
But
it doesn't also look a lot like he's killing some innocent bystanders there.
Yes, but I wonder if there's two different Swamp Things.
That's what I'm
and
saying.
One's a bad Swamp Thing.
Yeah, maybe one's a bad Swamp Thing.
Yeah, okay. So this didn't do anything
Gemini Swamp Thing.
Yes. Yeah. A young one and a... I don't know. A man?
Young one and a man, yes. Okay. Correct, yes.
Okay, good. What about this, though? So this didn't...
It didn't do much for me, but at the same time, I don't think that any of the Titans... trailer stuff did much for me as well, and I really like Titans.
That's
so...
a good point, yeah. Burp. And Doom Patrol had some pretty intriguing trailers bleeding
That's
up.
True, yeah. Uh-huh.
Again, though, I haven't seen it because they haven't
showed it here. They haven't given us DC
at all.
Uh-huh.
But no. And as far as trailers goes, we can cap this trailer segment off, Mason, with the final Godzilla trailer. I like these final trailers now. It makes me feel like, okay, good, I'm going to have to do another trailer breakdown for this. Not that I did for this anyway. But where are you at with this?
Looks pretty good.
They apparently screened it in Tokyo. They flew a bunch of press over, including us.
Huh.
No, not us.
I didn't. I was going
to
say.
We don't get to do those things.
No, not at all.
But
what they would do is they would lure us onto a plane and then just, you know, there'd be like a gigantic garbage patch in the Pacific Ocean or whatever. They just drop us off in there.
Most likely, yes. But this looks great.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether it will be. Maybe it will be a monster overload because they said something like there's 17 monsters and how many of them you're getting right, you know what I mean, out of the 17? Or how many can you focus on?
They look good so far. Yeah. I don't know. Are there really 17 monsters?
They say something
this?
Like that in the trailer. Huh, it's right. Maybe it's 12.
Didn't they mean there's 17 in the world, I think?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't think they're all making... What do you think I meant?
No, I don't think they're all making appearances in this movie, though.
Oh, okay.
I think he's only fighting... It seems to me that he's fighting... King Ghidorah and a couple of the others and Mothra
helps.
And the idea being that he's because all the lesser monsters follow an alpha.
Yes.
Then he has to defeat the big dude, and then they will all fall into line. Maybe. And I think maybe Mothra changes sides first.
Sounds like action aplenty, Mason.
Mm-hmm, correct.
I just turned up your volume a little bit.
Thank you.
People may notice that in the
How's
end.
It working now?
Oh, that's bad. It's
maybe like turn it down a little.
It's like having you in the room with me. And as everybody knows,
you
we do these
have
from separate studios.
Exactly right. Uh-huh.
I can't be dealing with you, Mason, on a one-to-one basis.
Mm-hmm.
This is out fairly soon. But I do... I guess they're going for spectacle in this because that's how you get people into the cinemas. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then with Kong, you go with kind of name recognition when they do Kong versus Godzilla straight
right,
after.
Right, uh-huh, so, sure, yeah. Okay.
This is one of the shared cinematic universes that look like it's working.
It's going to be working,
so
yeah.
Far, yeah.
We've gotten two, so...
And Fast and Furious, maybe.
Yeah, that's right.
Depending if Hobbs and Shaw is amazing, which...
Come on, guys. I don't know, one of them's got to be the tipping point, though. I mean, that it's a franchise that's had some... peaks and troughs.
Yeah.
You know, not all of them being great.
And a lot of people don't love 2014, the 2014 Godzilla, which I quite like.
Oh, I was talking about Fast and Furious.
Oh.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, sure.
But either way.
Low point, super fast. Not that good.
Not that great, is it? No. Yeah. No, but I mean, yeah, with the Fast and Furious franchise, maybe this is the one where it drops off. We don't know.
I don't think. I think this is going to, like, if anything, take it to, like, a different...
Ooh, and hold another level?
Yeah, because they're putting superpowers in it, apparently.
Yeah, right.
So, there you go. Uh-huh. Not that... I mean, they all do have superpowers anyway, it seems. There was a Bond 25 live event.
I didn't see it.
You didn't have to.
But what I did see was I saw like, character headshots, and it's like, guess who's back for Bond 25? Daniel Craig's back.
Leah Seydoux.
The supporting characters from the previous ones. They're all back. Great.
And
cool.
The big reveal was Rami Malek.
Yes.
But we knew that.
We did
It
know
had
that.
Already been leaked.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was watching the live event and I actually turned it off.
Oh.
So I was like, I don't... It's also bad timing. Like, it's not a good word. Like, the Bond,
really
Bond
not,
is obviously a huge franchise.
It's had more movies than the Marvel
movies that
franchise.
We've made.
Yeah,
yes.
Uh-huh.
That being said, it's not a good week for it, you know?
Right.
And there wasn't enough reveals in this to be interesting. The big reveals I took from it was Rami Malek was confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be filming in Jamaica, which they made a big deal of, because that's where, what's his name?
Dr. No?
No, the
Ian Fleming.
Ian Fleming
lived for a long time.
For a long time, and he's gold. Yeah. Finger bloody palace.
Goldeneye, yes.
Goldeneye. What do you know what I'm talking about?
Goldfinger Palace.
Goldfinger Palace, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm a huge Bond fan.
I know you are.
Though.
Yeah.
But, and the other thing.
And obviously, Desmond Llewellyn is back as Q.
Yes.
He's been dead for a long time, but they've cracked it.
Yes.
But who knew? But I mean, Endgame's out and people are like, I don't even care that we can bring people back from the dead now.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't care.
And the third thing was, it was a non-announcement because they said, well, as people know, we never announced the title this early on, so we won't be announcing the title. And it's like, well, what is this then? I don't care if you're filming in Jamaica.
Yeah, right.
Nobody cares.
It's like, they film in exotic locations all the time.
Exactly.
In every movie.
It would be more surprising if they went, we're doing it in this warehouse.
Right? Yep.
That's it.
We're doing it in Dubbo.
Yeah.
We're doing it at the Rundle Mall in Adelaide.
Yeah. We're doing it at Croydon Station.
Yeah.
It's a local reference.
We're doing it at Cranbourne.
That's right. So, I just... And so, when you don't have...
We're doing it at Echuca Moama on the border.
On the border. It's not... I mean, it didn't really make any waves because it didn't really tell us anything.
Yeah.
And that's not to say that this movie won't be great. There's some good people involved in it. Mm-hmm. And it's the 25th one, so they probably... Well, they normally pull out all the stops, but they will continue to do so. It's got a mm-hmm. good director. But mm-hmm. I just, like, to announce, to do a special live event and then don't even announce the title.
Yeah, right.
I think the Broccoli family kind of control all things Bond, all things PR, what happens with the brand, any spin-offs that they pretend they're going to do and then cancel, like the Jinx spin-off.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's still happening, though.
Oh, yeah, it's still happening.
Halle Berry's on board. Yeah. She's signed up.
I think there are...
10-picture deal.
Yes. I think
she's like Bond, but she's sexier.
That's right,
and,
get it.
And it's great.
I remember, it was a good movie.
Oh, my God.
It was so much potential, yeah. I said. Mm-hmm. But I think they're a bit out of the loop. I think they need some kind of...
Yeah, right.
People, an outside person to come in and go, things have changed.
We're in a post-MCU world.
Yeah, and Bond is nothing but reactionary, albeit late, to whatever the trend is of the day.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And these guys are still doing Jason Bourne films for a lot of this stuff. So.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the Craig ones are good.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, so there you go. Here we go. This is exciting news. You're going to love this, Mason.
I'm ready.
This is via Collider.
Yes.
The X-Men Dark Phoenix has undergone some changes.
Oh, I know what this is. Can I guess what this is?
Please do.
So, as I understand it, during reshoots,
yes.
they changed the final action sequence in the third act from outer space to a train.
Correct.
Yes! Incredible work.
So here we go.
Who wants to be out in space when you can be looking at a train, a thing I see every day?
That's a Croydon station.
Yes. Yeah.
The filmmakers decided to revamp the look of the Phoenix in post. More cosmic and less flamey, according to the director.
Okay.
That might be a, maybe a Captain Marvel kind of reaction.
Maybe, yeah.
Because she's kind of more cosmic than flamey, isn't she?
Yes.
And shoot a new third act instead of taking place in space. The climax of the finds all the X-Men kidnapped and on board a military train.
Ooh.
Well, it's a military train, isn't it?
Well, that's pretty good. I've never seen one of those, I guess.
Yeah.
Except in any of the previous X-Men movies.
Sure.
Of which it's in all of them, I think.
At least
it's the one train.
Yes. At least it's not in a forest.
I want to see the story of that guy.
Yeah.
The guy driving the train.
Big day, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, yeah, for sure. Every time he's just like, yep, time to... I mean, I'm making a steering wheel motion, but he's on a train.
Yeah, absolutely. But also, like, this would happen at least... probably once a week to him. He'd be on the train and then he'd see up ahead that somebody step out onto the tracks. And he's like, for fuck's sake.
Exactly.
The train's going to flip, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
He just puts his seatbelt on.
Yeah, that's right. The only question he has every time is the train going to go into the person and just crumple?
Yeah.
Or is the person going to lift the train with their mind powers?
Either
What's
way,
gonna happen?
He's not.
Is the person on the tracks going to open a portal and then the train ends up in the snow?
Yeah.
Like, what's going to happen this time, you know? He's got two manuals next to him by his seat. He's got the train operation manual, which is like an inch thick. And then he's got what happens if a mutant steps in front of your train manual, which is like 6 inches thick. He's like, oh, okay. He's flipping through. He's like, okay, he's got scales. All right, here we go.
It could be a sticky man. He could stick to the side. That's okay.
That's all right. I'm not mind that. There's a series of numbers, phone numbers to call on the side.
You just leap out.
Yeah, you would. It's
you
true.
Just leap out.
Yeah. When he got the job, he's like, why is there a parachute on the side of this?
What's this for?
Well, what's probably going to happen is you're going to, look, 99% of the time on your first day, and it's just don't even worry about it, but on your first day, you're going to be going over a really, really tall suspension bridge and somebody's going to use their lava powers to melt the supports and the train's going to fall off. So just, if you see that happening, if you see the suspensions in front of you just sort of turn glowy red and start to melt, just get on the parachute on and leap off the side of the bridge.
Don't even worry about everybody else. That's not your responsibility.
Yeah, they're all criminal mutants probably.
It's like if you work at a service station, if it's being robbed, it's not your money. You can just hand it
just
over.
Hand
it's
it
fine.
Over, yeah.
It's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
You do not get paid enough for this. Mm. I do wonder, though, whether... I mean, obviously they're doing this to make it better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
So maybe it's
not like one of the executives has something against space.
Maybe.
Yeah.
They see leading up to this movie.
I wouldn't be surprised though if they're like, well, look, it's just her up in space
shooting fire or
at empty space and voids, and then there's a ship, and they're probably like, well, it's hard to ground this in reality. Yes. It just looks like two objects flying around at random.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So how about we ground it on Earth?
Yeah.
And there's some stakes, and there's a
train.
There's a train.
Yeah.
And the train driver's. He's finally on lunch and he's just, you know, at the cafe at the end of the line, and then the train gets diverted and he has to run.
Great. You know? I'm excited.
But what were you going to say?
That was it.
Okay, I think
that's
cool,
all I have to say. I'm saying it could be for the better.
Mm. Sure.
We've never seen a train before.
We've seen so many trains. It's in every single one of them.
I don't know if we've seen... There's definitely one in the first one. We've seen transport, mutant transports a lot
there's definitely one in... There's one in Days of Future Past.
Is there?
Yeah, because it's got the Sentinels in it. Or whatever. Either he uses it, Magneto uses the Sentinels to something, I don't know.
And there's a truck escape in both X-Men 3 and Deadpool 2.
Yeah.
A mutant truck, so that's really good.
Yeah, it is good.
Excellent. Leading right into Endgame, though, we've got news on WandaVision.
It's still the worst name. Give it a different name. What are you thinking, WandaVision?
What do you call it, then?
Long Division.
I think that's unrelated, though, isn't it?
It is unrelated.
Won't people get confused?
And also, I think it's something I said last time we mentioned this.
I don't think anyone would click on a Disney Plus show called Long Division.
Right. You know but that's it. It's the sleeper hit.
Yeah.
If you know, you know.
Okay. That's
you know what I mean?
I can get behind that. We'll talk about this a bit later. Mm-hmm. But it's basically a 6-hour show. And this was an interview.
Seems a bit long.
Yeah, it does. This was an interview with Elizabeth Olsen, who plays WandaVision.
Oh, you know what? They get married.
They could get married.
So it's about her. She's a young woman in the city.
And she's like, oh, my name first.
Yeah, it's me. Yeah. WandaVision.
Mm-hmm. And it's got she said like a 1950s aesthetic because she saw a picture of them and that they're making a home together. And it sounds a lot like that Vision comic of late, which was quite good. And a lot of sites reported this as it's set in the 50s.
Of course they did.
I don't think it's set in the 50s.
Why would it
be? I mean, you could, introduce time travel or whatever. But I think it's more likely that they're going with that kind of aesthetic then.
The Vision does look good in a sweater vest, though.
He looks great in a sweater vest,
You wouldn't even notice him back in the 50s.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't notice his big purple head. Uh-huh. Some people say red. I think we decided on beetroot, was that right?
I think we decided on beetroot, yes.
Yeah, I'm not happy with it, but I'm willing to compromise. And that's what marriage is about.
That's
and
right.
podcasting.
Yeah.
And WandaVision.
WandaVision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go.
WandaVision, carry the one to your heart.
Yeah, so we'll see how that's going. But 6 hours is good.
Yep.
I think that's... Because I think that was the mistake of a lot of the Netflix shows. They went forever.
Mm-hmm.
And
we want 6 hours of quality content.
Yeah, definitely. So that's apparently going to debut with Disney Plus.
Okay.
In November.
And whenever we get it.
Yeah.
Which could be
2023.
Yeah.
But speaking of...
Anyway, it's time to talk about the thing that's made the most waves this week in the social media universe, and that's big sandwiches.
Yes.
We're going to pivot entirely to a big sandwich-based podcast. We're going to talk about big sandwiches. We're going to look at big sandwich-based memes.
We appreciate the people who made their own big sandwiches,
mm-hmm.
people who sent us pictures of big sandwiches, people who used jokes and memes and created all those different things. Basically, for those who are not in the know, my son came in... no less than 3 times last week demanding a big sandwich.
Demanding, that's right.
And I had to stop the podcast to go make him a big sandwich.
Yeah.
3 times. People also want to know, what was the big sandwich? Mm. Should I reveal it?
No.
Okay.
Let me just be clear.
Mm.
Big.
Yeah. That's all you need to
know.
Yeah.
Oh, here's some other things you might need to know. This week, I was on a whole bunch of podcasts.
Oh, yes. What do you got?
This week, I was on Dugon's live show, Spectacular.
I really want to listen to that. Apparently, it's very good.
We talked about Vegemite. That's up on their feed right now.
Mm.
Let's see. Matt Stewart's Primates. I was on that a couple of weeks ago, but I forgot to mention it.
But here we are.
We talked about Project X, the Matthew Broderick monkey film.
A movie I'd never heard of.
Oh, I'd heard of it. I thought it was much sadder than it.
Okay.
I thought it was a much grim, like a grim, gritty film, but it's not. It's like a fun family film.
I love a fun family film.
But also, I was on my friends Luke and Paul's podcast, What's Life?
What is life?
Paul, listeners might know Paul Squirter McWhirter as a big dum-dum super fan. Anyway, I was on his podcast, and each week they go through the That's Life, which is like
guess it's Lifestyle / Lies magazine?
Yeah, it's like one of those... It's like one of those, like... tabloid magazines that you get at like the line at the supermarket or what have you, and it's filled
and all the stories are made up.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
They're not even celebrity based. It's just someone writes in a letter and it's just
full
clearly
of lies,
not true.
It's just advice columns written to by people who are lying, and advice is provided by people who are lying.
Or they're also written by people who work for the magazine.
Yes, exactly. Anyway, we went through an issue of That's Life magazine. I had a great time. So I think that's probably on iTunes and Spotify, I'd imagine. Just called What's Life.
What's Life.
What's Life,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, excellent. Mm-hmm. Three great things.
Three great things.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Excellent. Speaking of great things, or is it?
Ooh.
Avengers Endgame. Can we talk box office first?
Yes.
Some people will care about this. By Friday in the US, this movie had made $156.7 million.
And when did it come out?
It came out technically Thursday, I guess.
Okay.
But by Friday, it had made, that's quite a lot.
That's pretty impressive.
That's normally the box office weekend for a very, very big film.
Yes.
They reckon the opening weekend in the US alone is going to be $300 million plus.
Seems like a lot.
Which will shatter the previous record, which was Infinity War, which was 257-ish, I want to say off the top of my head.
Yeah, right.
And this movie worldwide will probably break $1 billion in its opening weekend.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, so these just aren't like, this is the biggest movie, this is the biggest opening of all time. It will be. Mm-hmm. I don't have, the final numbers aren't in as of yet. There's room for wiggle there.
Oh yeah, a little bit of wiggle
room.
You
want that.
Yeah.
Whether or not it could beat like Titanic or Avatar, which has the highest of all time over an extended period of time.
Yeah, right.
Remains to be seen. Maybe the run length will work against it for that.
Mm-hmm.
Those two films had things working for them. For one, the ticket prices of Avatar had to be 3D. And also, had like the December run up until like March.
Yeah, that's true.
So
yeah.
And Titanic was just a phenomenon.
Yes, it
culturally.
Was. It was something like a phenomenon.
This will hit 2 billion though.
Cool.
I would say almost certainly.
That's your hit prediction.
Would you want this to beat Avatar, or do you not care because they're all corporate entities and it doesn't?
Closer to the second one, to be honest.
Sure.
I don't, what difference does it make to me if
you get to brag, Mason?
Oh, do I?
Because
my team's the winner.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Not bad.
I mean, the difference between this and Avatar is that all these films have different strategies for getting as far as they did. And for this one, it's 11 years of fairly consistent films.
That's true, yeah.
And I think what helped it a lot was the last one was a cliffhanger.
Yeah, oh yeah, for
and
sure.
And that gets everybody back in back into cinemas.
Do you think that maybe that's going to be a pivot? Do you think every...
I think other people will attempt it.
Yeah, for sure.
But the thing about the Marvel movies are there's always hints towards the next thing.
Yeah.
But there's not many flat-out cliffhangers.
No, that's true, yeah.
There's maybe Ragnarok... leading into this.
Uh-huh.
So it's normally not like the end of Iron Man 2 and then it's, you know, and then Iron Man explodes and you're like, what's going to happen to Iron Man? What's going to happen to him?
And after the credits, it's like, he exploded, he's dead now.
So there you go. Anyway, what do you think the story was?
Oh, no!
Yeah, gotcha.
Well, at the end of Infinity War, the Avengers are in a bit of a pickle, aren't they? Because half of the population of the universe was it turned to dust.
Yes.
It's a bit sad, isn't it?
For some.
What are they going to do? They're going to get Thanos. They're going to get him.
Some people just want to get on with it. Yep. Some people want to get Thanos.
That's right.
Is that really all we can say? As far as
I think it is, yeah.
I guess, yeah. We did a non-spoiler review pretty much when we came straight out of the movie. Yeah. That's on my YouTube channel.
It's titled Avengers Endgame Reaction, 10 exclamation points.
And it's both of our faces looking
going
shocked.
Like, good.
Look, Mason, I'm no stranger to clickbait. I'm not one to make fun of others for their particular YouTube thumbnail practices.
All your videos, the last like half a dozen have all just been Captain Marvel explodes. 10 exclamation
feminism
points. Feminism. Captain Marvel, get out of here.
Yeah, Disney buys all the tickets for Captain Marvel. I mean,
Captain Marvel nude?
Yeah, even if you hate Captain Marvel,
you hate her, but she's nude?
Even if you hate Captain Marvel, you can't get around the fact it made $1 billion.
You absolutely can't.
It's just the reality of
Unless
it.
Unless Disney bought all
That's
the tickets,
actually a good
obviously.
Point. I didn't even think
you
of
didn't
that.
You think maybe they probably did that for some reason, you know?
Yeah.
They sent guys to every cinema and just bought all the tickets.
That must be it. So that spoiler review, not spoiler-free review is up, and we're going to recap some things here, obviously, in a little bit more kind of in-depth.
Yes.
We're going to go spoiler-free and then spoilers, and that will be in the description, in the time codes again. But again, and I cannot stress this enough, if you do not want to know anything, just skip this. Also, skip to the end of the podcast, because this is probably going to be, once we hit spoilers, it's going to go all the way to the end.
Probably through letters and what we read. And,
exactly.
And we'll just probably let some off at the end. We'll let some.
Absolutely, we will.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
What I would recommend you do is play this, download this episode, play it, turn the volume down so we still get the download.
Please, we need that.
We need the download.
Algorithm.
We need
Don't
it.
Let us down.
Yeah,
ever.
If you couldn't. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Now you've had a bit less than a week to kind of sit on it.
Less than a week. Because I watched it twice.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Did you also watch it twice?
I didn't get an opportunity. I mentioned this in the review coming out of it. I was going to see it the next day, and I'm like, it's a lot. I'm going to.
Yeah. Right.
But now I'm really interested to see it again. I'm going to go definitely see it again this week.
Mm-hmm.
Has your opinion changed from this?
I think it has. I think my problem is. Because we go through these when the trailers come, every single trailer comes out, and we break it down second by second, and every single reference, and then we make assumptions about what's going to happen, and then maybe we have a plan in our brains as to how the movie's going to go. I think the first time I view a movie on this scale, I think a part of my brain's like, well, this isn't quite what I'm looking for.
Yeah, right,
or it's like, well, I'm focusing on what it isn't.
Yes.
Like, I thought, okay, maybe this character would appear or maybe this thing would happen and it didn't happen. And that's a little bit disappointing because we've thought about it and I've built an idealized version.
Sure.
And I think in the second time round, when I know the plot, I'm better inclined.
You can kind of settle into it a bit more.
Inclined to focus on what it is.
Yes,
and
right.
So I think I enjoyed it more the second time,
I think I also enjoyed it more the second time. No, sorry. The more I thought about it more.
Oh, the more you thought about it.
Because it was quite overwhelming.
Which is it, James?
No, like coming out of it, it's quite overwhelming.
Which
again, as I explained in the review, is why it's hard to do a review kind of straight out of a movie.
Yeah. And also, it's 3 hours long.
3 hours long, exactly.
And if you stop paying attention for a second or two, you might miss a plot point.
There's definitely some things.
And so I came out of that going, there's some loose ends they didn't tie up on this. Not that you have to tie up every loose end.
No, but I don't think there's... Well, we'll have to get into spoilers for what you're particularly
almost instantly.
About.
Okay, but what can we talk about?
No, okay, so I think... There's some changes to some characters. Well, all characters experience changes in narratives,
sure do.
Don't they?
Yeah.
I think I can see how some people wouldn't like particular characterizations because if you have a particular version of a character that you like, or you want to see, like you said, see a character do a certain thing, you might not like that. But all of them, even though they weren't necessarily what I expected, I think for the most part worked for me.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think, again, like watching it the first time, I feel like some of the scene transitions were quite jarring. Like when we go to meet certain characters or certain characters are introduced or reintroduced from previous movies, I think they carried on their a certain vibe or a certain tone from those movies.
Yes.
And that to me felt kind of jarring because you'd have a lot of very serious stuff happening and then this character's coming from this wacky franchise and there's a wacky thing that's happening. And I felt that was kind of jarring. But again, once I knew where it was going second time round, I'm like, oh, okay, this isn't as sharp a left turn as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. And I think that's also the problem with some of these movies in general. If they don't always strike the right balance of humor and mm-hmm. the more serious stuff.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. And yeah, sure, that I could see how that could be a problem for some people in these movies. But I think on the whole, the humor in this worked pretty well. Some uh-huh. of it, there's like some of it being callbacks and mm-hmm. which again I probably can't talk about. Look, okay, hold up, what about this? It's very nostalgia heavy in parts.
Yes.
In relation to things that have come before.
Yep.
A lot of nods to things that have happened and characters
yep.
appearing and reappearing and referenced and whatever. Uh-huh. Did you think it was too heavy-handed for that?
You know what? I don't think... Again, it's a comic book universe.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, a little bit of fan service is good fun.
Yes.
Sometimes you'd have in this, speaking as a very, as a cynical nitpicker.
Yeah.
I think sometimes.
And a dumbass.
Yeah, and a dumbass, too. Both of those things yeah. are working against me. But like, you know, a cynical person, you know, part of me would be like, okay, that character just referenced a thing he said 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Like he used the same phrasing from 10 years ago. How's he going to remember that?
Yeah,
how's he going to remember that interaction he had with that other guy 10 years ago kind of thing?
People remember things, don't they?
Yeah, I know, but I meant... But
they filmed it. It's in a movie. You've probably seen it too.
It is in a movie, that's true. Yeah. But then I'm like, well, yeah, it's just all in fun. And again, yeah. it's happened twice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't just let it go.
Yeah. I think it's... The nostalgia moments in this are very much... put in a specific part of the movie.
Uh-huh,
and
sure.
then they kind of move away from it. There's yeah, like a right. moment where that happens for uh-huh. a particular reason.
Yep.
And I think because they kind of put it in one block, and it yep. doesn't really spill over either side of that,
yep.
then it works for me. I felt the callbacks kind of rewarding. Because,
yeah, right.
Because
uh-huh.
I have watched
yes.
21 films prior to this uh-huh. over 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so... The reappearance of characters in certain lines kind of felt to me like, hey, you've been paying attention, so here's a little thing.
Yeah,
it didn't feel too... Because yeah. this movie, again, I think, I'm sure I said this about Infinity War, it's incomprehensible. I think you could enjoy it on just like, it's jokes and action. I think you could yeah. enjoy it on that
and
level.
And it looks spectacular.
Yeah.
I just want to... there are some wide shots in this especially
yeah.
of space and of battles.
Well, and we saw... IMAX as well, which made
that's true, yeah. But even in the because I saw it regular,
yeah,
regular screen,
regular
I saw it
Max.
In WandaVision,
yes,
the second time around, and it still looked great. Like,
Ollie, don't look the table.
There's some like you know, so there's some like establishing shots of the battles and that sort of stuff, and it yeah. just looks incredible.
I think there's some stuff that I don't like about the way it looks in particular.
I think they have tweaked some things, to the better. Iron Man's nanotech suit,
yeah, good.
They learned their lesson.
I like the coloring on that new suit as uh-huh. well,
yeah. yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we see this in the trailers. They've got new Avengers outfits.
They do, yeah.
What do you think?
Well, without giving too much away, I understand why they're there for the purpose of that, but yeah. I kind of hate them.
Yeah, I don't like them either that much, yeah.
But then we'll never see them again. So
they're on and off and as well.
Yeah, exactly.
They're
yeah.
nano stuff, so they can completely disappear and
uh-huh,
whatever
yeah.
you're wearing underneath is
yeah, uh-huh.
will show. But yeah, I like the surprises in this, though. I think uh-huh. there were some... I like that the marketing was so sparse in terms of footage they showed.
Yes.
Some misdirects in the footage, not as much as I thought.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
I thought there were some fake scenes that they made for the trailers, which actually ended up being in the movie.
Uh-huh.
But I enjoyed being surprised for a lot of this.
Yes,
there were
right.
some things leading up that you kind of see coming as it's unfolding. But
yeah,
that
right,
wasn't,
right.
That wasn't like, oh, but they're doing this.
You
it
know what
more...
I felt with the first viewing of this? I think it was that the narrative was kind of simpler than I was expecting it to be.
Okay.
And I look at, you know, if they'd, in realistically, if they'd added another layer of complexity, I think I probably would have been totally lost. But I
yeah.
think it's because we went in expecting, okay, you know, because we're given a million theories as to what's going to happen. I think you build in the most complicated one you can think of. And I think that, you know, ultimately the narrative that we got was quite... It's quite simple and straightforward,
I think. But it's also, when you scratch the surface of it,
yeah.
and they do a lot of hand-waving
yes.
concerning it,
uh-huh.
it's quite complicated.
Mm.
Not that you really need to really look in it that much, you don't have to, but there's some stuff in here. I know people say a lot of the times, and we've said this, like, these movies are for kids.
Yeah.
I can't imagine a kid wanting to sit through this.
No.
It's so long.
Yeah.
Like, that alone.
There's been a lot of memes this week about, well, if you bring your kid in here, better not talk because it's a bloody, you shouldn't, he hasn't put in the hours of Avengers, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Shut up.
And then other people have said, oh, yeah, well, they are movies for kids. But at the same time, this kind of isn't a movie
no,
for kids.
No, it's not. But I'm all for bringing a kid to a movie like this. I'm not talking like a five-year-old. A five-year-old would probably shoot themselves after watching this.
Oh, yeah.
But I think if you bring like an 8 to 10-year-old and they're having a good time...
Sure, yeah.
That's okay.
Uh-huh.
Because these movies, like, they, you know, this would work for an older kid up to a very old man or woman.
Oh yeah,
or a fish.
Yeah,
that enjoys film.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, because it's got the brain of a smarter fish.
Oh, you're cool. Smart fish. Great. Incredible.
Thanks.
It did, because you haven't seen it again, but having seen it the second time, and I'm curious to hear about other people's experience of this. The cinema to me the second time around was just the Wild West. Like, really? There were people just openly texting on their phones and people talking and...
Did you go to the one near where you'd normally go?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That surprises me.
I know.
Yeah.
But I'm curious about that because I think people are like, well, it's time to hunker down for 3 hours. Yeah. I better let my parents know I'm still alive.
Bringing in their own beanbags.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because the screening was pretty... quiet. Not
it was quiet,
not,
yeah.
Like dead quiet, but...
because it was media and Instagram influencers.
Yeah, well, that's true, exactly. Mm. That's right. Yeah, okay, so here's some characters that I enjoyed. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed the arcs of both Captain America and Tony Stark.
Oh, yes.
I enjoyed the way that the culmination of their stories. Mm-hmm. I also thought that Nebula's story, a character I've never really cared
thought
about
on any
about,
level, yep.
Mm-hmm. Was really good in this.
Great, yeah. Uh-huh.
Kind of gets a fair bit of play.
Yes.
If you love or hate Captain Marvel as well, let me tell you, she's in some of it, but not that much.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Is that a spoiler?
Well, at this point, I think we've learned this week that at this point, anything is a spoiler.
Yes.
I've seen some people on Twitter say, oh man, I loved Endgame, and then people saying, well, now you've ruined it for me.
Yes.
Because the idea that you would enjoy it makes me think of certain things that you would enjoy, and therefore I figured out a spoiler kind of thing. So
you know how I put the, I made a video on the post credits and what that means. I'm not going to spoil it here. But the thumbnail is literally like credits, and that's it.
Uh-huh.
And it says Avengers Endgame post credits ending, right, in the title.
Yes.
And you click on the video,
oh, yes.
And at the start it says, spoilers.
Yeah.
And I still have people like, you didn't say it was a spoiler. Look, first of all, I said it was a spoiler. Uh-huh. Second of all, why the fuck are you clicking on a video that says post credits? Uh-huh. What are you doing?
Right?
That's your fault.
Yeah, I agree. Unless the algorithm sent them there.
But even then,
so,
that's not...
Stay off YouTube.
Get off it.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah, so there you bloody go. Okay, there's a giant battle in it. How about this?
Yeah, you better believe it.
I thought it was looked very...
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
The movie Avengers Endgame, based on the Marvel Cinematic Universe franchise, which is almost exclusively giant battles, and this is the ultimate one, has a big battle in
yes.
it. Surprise, idiots.
I thought it was very similar aesthetically to the Titan battle from the last one.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh,
I didn't think it looked...
Like
it wasn't a very interesting... No, not even that. I just didn't think it was very interesting.
Okay, right.
Looking. I mean, it was an interesting battle and who was in it and what was happening.
Yes, uh-huh.
And it was also shorter than the other one, which I also appreciated.
Yeah, right, uh-huh.
And I probably enjoyed it more. I just think it could have looked... I mean, it was a slightly different colour sky. But it's mostly just junk and whatever.
Uh-huh. Sure, yeah.
And things flying about. So anyway, that's me.
Okay.
But other than that, I thought it looked great.
Okay.
There's some de-aging going on and some was better than others, but
that's true.
In general, it's pretty good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And before spoilers, I got one more thing to say.
Okay.
You're a real son of a bitch, Mason.
Me?
I know. I really liked
For what reason? I'm not denying it, but tell me why.
I really liked the families and friendship elements that they kind of went through
right,
in this.
Uh-huh.
Like, the thing that makes these movies for me is that these characters interacting in interesting ways.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, I guess that's any movie. Could be said for any movie. But the franchise doesn't get this long by you being interested if two characters who used to hate each other or still hate each other are having a conversation or, you know, something happens to their family or friends or whatever. And, you're invested in it. And I think that stuff really worked for me. And there's quite a bit of it in this.
There is,
For multiple characters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Would you say you are satisfied by this movie?
Yes.
Yeah. I think people are like, you guys seem a little lukewarm on this. I really like this movie.
Yeah,
I think it's great.
Uh-huh. I think it's great too.
It's an amazing feat that they've made it this far. They've tied everything in at the end. There's very few loose ends. I think it looks great.
I think it's, though, because we don't send out tweets that are like, oh my God, the culmination of 11 years and I never thought this is the cinematic experience of... It's a very good movie.
It's a good movie, isn't it? Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I really liked it. Yeah.
Everything looks real good, real nice.
Yes. And with that being said,
I'm going to say best movie ever.
Yes, best movie ever. And you're a real son of a bitch.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk spoilers. All right.
Okay, I guess the biggest element of the story that I guess we guessed and everybody guessed is that it's a time travel movie.
Yeah, right.
Time heist, they call it.
It's a time heist, yeah.
They solve time travel fairly quickly.
They really do. They really just knock it out of the park.
You got to keep it moving.
So you'd think Tony Stark would have done that already. Well, I guess here's the thing, though. I'm absolutely willing to forgive that.
Yeah.
Because Tony Stark never figured out the quantum size changing manipulation.
Yeah.
Like that's a puzzle he never cracked.
He never got it from Pym either. He made sure he didn't get it from him.
Yeah. I guess the idea would be that Tony Stark may have figured this out years ago if he had that technology, but he doesn't have it.
Yeah.
And so given that it's then been presented to him, he can then figure it out fairly quickly.
Because the way it happens is, this is just me talking through it. People know this.
Yeah, you're right.
But Scott Lang gets out of the quantum realm via
a rat.
The biggest hero of the MCU.
Uh-huh.
He's been gone 5 years.
Yep.
He goes...
Couldn't there have been a better solution?
Two rats?
Yeah, two rats.
You want multiple rats.
Fighting. Two rats fight. But no, I think...
You think it's too much down to chance?
No, yeah, exactly. I think it would have been... I think maybe that was the first thing where I'm like, this isn't what I was looking for. And again, like that's the Last Jedi syndrome. It's like, well, this isn't quite what I'm, you know.
I'm shocked that somebody impounded that van with Scott Lang's stuff. I guess his family did it.
Maybe, yeah.
Because they just assumed that he was dead along with half of everybody
else. Yeah. But I feel like it would. I think that element would have been, and I guess the idea is that Scott Lang's kind of a dumbass.
Yeah.
But I think it would have been more satisfying if he made his way out.
Yes,
he found
I agree.
His way out of the quantum realm, and he wasn't accidentally ejected from it.
Yeah,
you know,
because he was only there 5 hours, and that's long enough for him to figure something out.
Yeah, exactly. He was away for 5 years.
He also goes from being quite intelligent to kind of being a bit player after time travel's figured out. Like use him,
yes.
But he's a lot. He comes up with the idea,
yep.
And it's his idea to go to Stark. And then there's points where Rocket Raccoon's just like, "You're an idiot. Stay out of it. You don't know what you're doing."
Yeah, right. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
But he goes, "We'll do a time heist."
Uh-huh.
And then they go to Stark, or Banner and Stark.
Uh-huh.
And they don't give him any of the information or data to Tony Stark or what their plan is.
Yeah.
But I guess he's got access to S.H.I.E.L.D. files.
Yeah, right.
And he figures it out in maybe 30 seconds.
Maybe they give him a drive or something.
They might have given him a drive, yeah.
Uh-huh. Actually, side note, what was your... what surprised you most in this movie? Was it Professor Hulk or was it Unfit Thor?
Definitely Unfit Thor.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Professor Hulk, I kind of saw
we figured that was happening, yeah.
But no, it was definitely Unfit Thor, because they really hid that.
They really did, it's true.
It was... Okay, well, which one do you want to talk about first? Hulk looks great, by the way.
He does, and he does a dab. Which I
5 years later than now?
Yep.
Which makes it even older than...
Yeah.
But that's the point, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
Because he's kind of uncool, and...
Yeah,
I do enjoy that bit where... Ant-Man's wants to know if they want a selfie or whatever. Uh-huh. I enjoy those bits because it's such a packed movie and you're spending 30 seconds to a minute on this joke that doesn't even need to be.
Yeah,
in the
right.
Movie.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I kind of enjoy that that waste time on something just as innocuous as that.
Yeah, sure.
But no, that the Professor Hulk looks great.
Yes.
And it also kind of makes sense with the evolution of that character.
Yeah.
I guess
the
only thing is he doesn't really play a role in the final battle.
No, that's true, yeah.
So if you're looking for him to kind of tear through Thanos, you won't.
Oh, he doesn't. He doesn't strictly speaking get his revenge.
I would have kind of liked a bit of a character, rematch.
I guess that's true, but I guess, I feel like the character is he's moved on from that. I think like that part of the transformation is that he's moved on from being defeated.
Yeah. I don't think it bothered him as much as it bothered the three that went up against him initially, But okay, Fat Thor.
Yes.
It's a big old joke.
Yes.
He's got a big old rubber belly.
Uh-huh.
Like
clearly incredibly ripped underneath. Still.
Underneath, uh-huh. Yeah. When we talked about this after, I thought he was going to get ripped.
Yeah.
Like his mother would do some magic or his hammer would make him ripped.
Yeah, make him ripped again. Yeah, uh-huh. And he doesn't get anything. He just gets that braided beard.
I admire, like, for even if you liked it or didn't, that they just stuck with it.
Yeah, right, uh-huh.
He's just... Big Thor for the whole thing.
I also feel like that is a more traditional depiction of Thor, like not Marvel's the Mighty Thor, but like Thor in mythology.
Yeah,
he's just a big fat guy,
like a
Volstagg really strong.
Kind of
yeah, exactly.
Kind
yeah,
of
yeah.
Thing. Yeah. Uh-huh. But he'll be ripped again in his next.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Adventure, but no, I mean, he could still fight and he was still strong. Mm-hmm. I don't think Thor carrying an extra 40 kilo would make that much difference to him anyway.
No, that's true.
So, because he could, you know.
Yeah. He's strong.
He's strong regardless.
Yeah. But again, that's I think, the character that I think, in my initial viewing, was too... He felt too goofy, kind of thing. Like, that whole thing was played for laughs, and so they go visit New Asgard, and he's just like, hey, I'm here, and, you know, it's just, I'm a big party animal now, you know?
I could definitely see that. But I also think there was the payoff of that character where... One of the big plot points of this movie is we revisit a lot of Thor 2, the Dark
Yeah,
World,
right.
Which I really enjoyed because most people hate that movie or think nothing of it.
And again, I think it's fine.
I think it's fine
I think
too.
People want a movie to kick so it doesn't look like they're like...
I'll kick Iron Man 3 before I kick
Thor 2. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I think people want one so they don't look like completely uncritical fanboys of the thing. So they're like, well, that one's the worst one.
I think it's fine. Mm-hmm. I think it's better than Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Mm. Also, if you legitimately think it's the worst one, that's fine.
That's also fine, yeah. Mm-hmm. But so, but then when he goes to visit his mother, and she immediately is like, you're from the future. And then they have that interaction, and he gets to say goodbye to his
mum.
That's
true,
and
yeah.
I liked all of that, and she kind of gives him a pep talk. They show some stock footage of Jane Foster, because they couldn't get her back.
Yeah.
It's amazing they got Robert Redford, but not Natalie
Portman.
Isn't
it right? Yeah.
I love cameos like that, because it's so difficult to...
Uh-huh. Natalie Portman does get a full thing in the credits, though.
Yeah, well, she's in it.
She is in it. She gets lines, but they're lines from Thor 2,
Yeah, speaking of families, though, what I like about... I like Tony Stark in this movie more than any others because he actually makes a sacrifice that means something to him.
Yeah,
he has the opportunity. He's built a new life with his family. He's got a daughter. Uh-huh. He loves the way that he lives his life. Uh-huh. He's like, I don't want to change any of that.
Mm-hmm.
But he still gives... he does give it up because he dies. Yeah. Spoiler alert.
We're already in spoilers.
He gives all that up for the sake of humanity.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Yeah, which I feel... And I think he's come a long way. And that was an interesting dilemma for that character. Because where are the stakes for him? Because if he didn't have a daughter... He probably would do that in a heartbeat. It wouldn't matter to him at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
okay, but that being said, where's this timeline now? Everybody who's been brought back is now the same age as they were 5 years ago.
Correct.
But everybody else has aged normally.
On.
Yeah.
And people have talked about that in relation to Spider-Man Homecoming. He goes back to school and they're all still there.
Yeah.
That is a mix of... I've got an Easter egg video.
Okay, cool.
But that's a mix of, like, Ned Leeds must have got snapped.
Yeah.
MJ must have been snapped because she's in Homecoming.
Flash snapped.
Flash must have been snapped. So that means that school is half kids from who grew up and then into 2023 and half were snapped.
Yeah, right.
That's what it must be.
Yeah, for sure.
Unless Ned Leeds is an absolute dumbass.
Well, he got kept down 5 years,
I don't think that's the idea.
No.
Yeah.
All the kids from the academic decathlon team turned out they were actually really dumb and they all got kept down.
Yeah, that's right. You know what I did enjoy? Probably the one that I found least interesting was revisiting Guardians.
Mm-hmm.
But I liked, it was fine, but like they get
Morag.
The Morag and whatever and Thanos is there and that's all fine. But I liked revisiting the Avengers and the Captain America versus Captain America fight.
Incredible,
It's fantastic. Uh-huh. They've clearly seen Jet Li's the one.
Yep, so who would, obviously. So, everyone in all 23 parallel universes has seen Jet Li's the one.
And the thing about that is you realize it's going to happen just before it happens.
Uh-huh.
It's one of those things where I could never have predicted that this is what they were going to do.
Yeah, right.
And when it's about to happen, I'm like, this is exactly what I want to see.
Yeah, right.
Like, this from this timeline. Yeah. This is it. And there's even that line I assume you're talking about was the, I can do this all day.
Well, there's a few of them, but and he's like, whatever.
Yeah.
I get it.
Obviously, like, that's more for the audience.
I meant more in the sense of, like, you know, when right at the end in the final battle and Captain America's facing off the entire army by himself and then he hears Falcon say, on your left.
Oh, yeah, right. You know? Well, I guess that's where they let.
Yeah, I know, but and it's significant. We hear it twice and it's in... He wakes him up at the hospital with that line.
Yeah, right.
If I remember correctly. But yeah, I mean, like that was a long time ago. I'd be like, what? Who is this?
Yeah, so I really like that event. Like, it was fun seeing the Avengers from that different perspective.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
After they pose, they all kind of like break. Like, it was also the end of like a filming day. They all
separate.
I quite enjoyed that. But yeah, it's obviously from there, they go to the 1970s.
Uh-huh. I was a little confused actually for most of the 2012 sequence as to the appearance of the Hulk for a lot of it.
Why is that?
I don't know. He just, the 2012 Hulk and 2019 Hulk look quite similar. I don't know. Just, and at one point he rips his shirt off.
Yeah, because if they're going, like Captain America's wearing his old outfit, so if anyone sees him, they just think it's...
But he's wearing a time travel suit.
No, no, because that zips back. It's like a nano suit.
Yeah, right.
When he fights himself, he's in his...
Talking about the Hulk.
No, he tears it off so if anyone sees him...
Yeah, I know.
They think it's the Hulk.
Yeah, I know. But it's nanotech.
But if he's wearing nanotech...
Just have him not wear a shirt. Why is he ripping off a layer of nanotech?
I don't think it was... I think he was wearing clothes under the nanotech.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. So where's the nanotech gone? In his butt?
No, it goes into a little capsule or whatever, I assume. Like a belt or whatever.
All right, okay then.
But he takes it off so when he goes through the city, people won't be like, why is there two Hulks and one's dressed in
a tuxedo? Yeah.
Right. I liked the conversation with him and the Ancient One. Again, it's this thing of like, these two characters shouldn't even be met.
Yeah, right.
They bring back Tilda Swinton for all of that. Nearly an elevator fight.
Yep.
Glad they didn't do it. Like, I was kind of like, here we go. But we've seen that.
Yeah,
we need another elevator fight
for. Yeah.
So, but I enjoyed the way him thinking his way out of it and doing the...
And the return of the patron saint of our podcast, Callan Mulvey.
That's
who doesn't get any lines, I don't think.
No, he doesn't. Mm. But again, that's an example of like you pay someone to turn up and... You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
And they, you know, it's just... That kind of blows my mind they got all those people back. Like Sitwell and Brock Rumlow and people.
All right, deaths. Let's talk about deaths.
Okay,
then.
Deaths.
Okay.
Black Widow thrown off a cliff.
Will she be back for Black Widow the movie?
Well, it depends. It could be a prequel. It could be set between Infinity War and Endgame, like in that time jump.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
You can pull...
But I would find those unsatisfying.
I agree.
I'm sure they can make it work. But at the same time, I don't want to see Black Widow of years ago. I want to see Black Widow now.
Well,
I don't want to be crushed under the crushing sadness of her
past. Too much ballet.
In too much ballet, and then and she's a ballet murderer or whatever. I want to see modern day...
You don't want to see Black Widow ballet murderer?
No, I can't. And now I do. Now that I've described it in such floral language, I do. But I think I would much rather see modern day Black Widow just doing a spy thing.
Well, there's options because they brought back Gamora, not with snap, but they just grabbed one out of time.
Yes.
This time travel, we'll do a video on it. We'll make it after this. But
all right.
I think it's just different realities.
I think it is too.
When they go back in time, because if you kill a past version of yourself, you don't die.
Yes.
Which means there's branching timelines and multiverses and whatever.
Yeah, right.
So.
But does that. Okay, so here's the question. So. The premise of this time heist is they steal all the Infinity Stones, which is going to branch off that particular reality into a parallel universe.
For good or ill. Yeah.
But when you bring the stones back, the universe continues along the same path it did before. So because Nebula was killed, does that mean when Steve Rogers sends back all the Infinity Stones
that she's brought back.
She's brought back again.
I don't know if it is.
Okay.
maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe yes.
Yeah.
But also then he also lives, like him going back and living that life would have changed that reality. But she also says
if he keeps his bloody head down.
No, well, that's true. But she also says something along the lines of, if you bring the stones back, then everything's, you know, everything, like you said, will be fine.
It's
but
a
I
bit
don't know if it is because Loki got one and Scarpered. So how does that affect?
Maybe that's his solo move.
Well, exactly.
Yeah, that's
exactly it.
But you're right, because then in going back and stealing the cube again from the 70s, that just means there's two loose cubes out there.
Loki still gets it. So you'd have to get it from Loki.
But potentially, and again, there's a lot of hand waving here, if Steve Rogers gets the cube back to the 70s, does that mean it's then available for Loki to steal?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Right,
so you'd have to get it there as well.
Okay, right.
Or maybe Loki just goes and gives it to Thanos. He gets captured on Asgard regardless.
Yeah, right.
And he gets killed anyway.
Yeah, right.
The thing is, that version of Loki, we don't really know what happens to it.
That's true.
It's kind of the wild card.
He might have been immediately captured by Thor.
Yeah.
Or the Hulk as soon as he left the building.
Yeah.
I mean, he probably didn't. No, I mean, he probably went to the other side of the galaxy, but, you know.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, and that was a very small Tom Hiddleston cameo. He's not really in these movies much, is he?
No.
These new ones. But again, he's getting that TV
and
show.
A very small, what's some other cameo? A very small Jarvis, the butler cameo.
The first TV reference, they did it. I couldn't believe it.
You couldn't believe it.
That, I think, was the biggest surprise for me.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
That they linked the one television series.
Mm.
They threw ABC a bone.
Not The Defenders, not Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Nah.
Agent Carter.
Which is a good show from the one season I watched. I quite liked it, and he was a good Jarvis.
I guess Agent Carter does have the most references. Like, it has the most, it has the most, because it's got Howard Stark, it's got Dominic Cooper as Howard Stark.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
And that's all I can think of.
It's got others, probably.
It's got others, probably, yeah.
It's got the Howling Commandos.
That's true, yeah. No, so you're right, it does, yeah.
I like the 1970s setting for a number of reasons. Mm-hmm. Firstly, one in particular. I like the Howard Stark stuff.
Yeah, right.
He got to speak to his dad, because the last time they met, remember, he wishes that he had said that he loved him and goodbye.
Yeah, right.
And he didn't get the opportunity. And then he actually goes and gets to do that. It's kind of weird that Howard Stark is just telling this fucking rando his life story, and he finds him near the Tesseract and doesn't think anything of it.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm happy to kind of let that go.
One thing I'm not willing to let go. You say Tesseract.
Yeah, I know, it's Tesseract.
Okay, good.
I know, it's just easier.
Okay, is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Tesseract or Tesseract.
All right. Yeah. But I guess he's vulnerable because it's the day before his kid's going to be born.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's fine. Yeah.
Interestingly, in this universe,
John Slattery looks ridiculous in a brown wig.
That's true, he does. That's point number one. Point number two, we're expected to believe that Tony Stark's year of birth is 1970.
Yes.
No.
Well, that would make him 49.
Okay, how old is Robert Downey Jr.? 55.
That's not unreasonable.
No, okay, that's all right. I thought he was...
looks, when they get him from space, he looks old as hell.
He looks a fright.
He's got, like, white stubble. So he's clearly dyeing his beard with a little marker or whatever.
Yeah, But we've
I also think, yeah, definitely. I also think they skinny him down.
Yeah, I think they did too, yeah.
Just a little bit, yeah.
I was going to say, interestingly, in the comic books, Tony Stark isn't Howard Stark's biological son. He's adopted.
Right, yeah.
So in this universe, he is.
He is, yeah. They
In the comic book universe, their biological son is Arno Stark.
Bad dude.
Yeah. And Morgan Stark is their cousin.
Yes.
Who's a man.
Not the daughter.
Not the daughter, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
What was the other thing? That's probably it.
Did that bother you, did it?
Not really, no. Yeah, it really did. It's all these, they're taking, female roles are taking over. There's too much diversity.
Okay, well, let's talk about Captain Marvel then.
Okay.
She's in it at the start.
Yep.
So what must happen, because she turns up in the post credits of...
Is her new haircut a mistake? Is that the question?
It's a weird wig.
I don't mind it, but I think that haircut
works if it was an actual haircut.
Right.
But I found it as a distracting wig. Okay. Well, I thought they should have done the shaved side thing.
Yes.
Maybe they're probably saving that.
You know what? I reckon it's going to be the next one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my favorite one.
It's a good one.
Yeah. So what must happen is, because she shows up at the end of Captain Marvel, right after the snap.
Captain Marvel shows up at the end of Captain Marvel?
Yeah, but in the modern day.
Oh!
So she must get to Earth, go back, get Tony Stark, come back again.
Yeah, right.
That must be it. Because I was like, wait a minute, because she didn't have Tony Stark when she... But it's fine. Mm. They did it.
They did it. That's
true. I'm okay with it. There's probably a lot of stuff in this movie that I didn't get that they probably thought about more than I did.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But remember, Mason, going to the past doesn't change... your past, it becomes your present.
Yeah.
And could affect your future.
They could have used a diagram there, I'll be honest with you.
They did with the stones and it branched off, Mason. Fine. It's just like the blackboard in Back to the Future.
Yeah, too. No. Okay, good.
This movie
yeah.
is Back to the Future too in a lot of ways.
Yeah, it is. It's true.
In parts.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so there was a Carol Danvers. We've talked about this. I didn't want Captain Marvel to come in and kill Thanos.
Yes.
Mostly because she'd been around for one movie at that point, and I feel like it would have been more interesting to have more established characters do it.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
That being said, there was a moment in this movie where they're going head-to-head, and he punches her, and she doesn't even flinch.
Yeah, he goes to headbutt her, and it just bounces
off. And I'm
off.
Like, fuck. And I was like, actually, this would be amazing if they did that, because people would lose their minds.
Yeah. But
she's barely in the movie as well.
For sure,
and if she just pulled out his heart or something.
Yeah, that'd be great.
They don't end up doing that, obviously.
But then he pulled a little move I wasn't expecting, which is to pull the Power Stone out of the glove and just punch her in the face with it.
Smart.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of... That whole last fight with... you got to kind of forgive some stuff. For example, if Thanos grabs Captain America and slams him.
He's dead. Yeah.
You just got to kind of go with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the hammer bit, Captain America, it's hinted at in Age of Ultron.
Uh-huh.
You see it, I think you said this as well, you see it coming before it happens because he's got Thor pinned down. He doesn't have the hammer on him.
Yeah.
Captain America's off screen.
And you see the hammer lift up.
Yeah.
Almost like it's being held by a bit of string.
Yes. And then he cleans his clock with it.
Yeah.
That was a great moment.
That was so good.
Yeah. Mm. That was real. And it's a good kind of payoff to...
Yeah. And there's a lot of precedent in the comics for him. He's
one of the only ones, I think.
Yeah, he's wielded in all sorts of what-ifs and, you know.
He must have also given it back to Thor in Thor the Dark World. Yeah. He must have returned it, right?
Here's one other thing they also must have done,
yeah.
We don't see it, is he must have met back up with a Red Skull.
Yes!
On Vormir.
That would have been weird, wouldn't it?
Or here's the thing, though.
Would the Red Skull even have been there?
Does the Red Skull disappear once the... Because if he's no longer guarding the Soul Stone, does he get to leave, I wonder? Know.
But again, who put it
but
there?
Then he wouldn't... I think you'd be like... You'd have the Soul Stone, you'd drop it off the side of the cliff, and then like, the Red Skull would show
like,
up.
Oh, God damn it! I was having lunch.
I was just putting together my Netflix list. I had so much to catch up on. I was going to hit play.
That would have been a very interesting... Look, they'd never make it, but I would love to see the Captain America returns the Infinity Stones movie. I think that would be great.
Yes.
But it seems as if he's retired for now.
Yes.
Because he's 110 years old. Yeah, or right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm. What do you think about the old Steve Rogers?
I think it looked great.
Yeah. But what at the scene itself, though? What about that?
I thought it was fun. I thought it was good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of... It leaves him in the unit. I mean, again, anyone can come back.
Yeah.
Because they're like, Tony Stark's dead, but I'm like... You fucking grab Gamora out of time.
Yeah.
Just get another version of him.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
As we've suggested, again, no one ever really dies in comic books. And I think the rules are kind of more... The rules, I guess, regarding death are more set in stone in a movie universe. Especially this one, because there's fewer characters.
Yeah.
And you don't want to bring everybody back to the point where, you know, you're in a multi-billion-dollar franchise and there's no stakes to it at all.
Absolutely, yeah.
But... There's ways to sort of hand wave through it. You just bring a character back and then they're evil for a bit.
Yeah.
Or they've gone mad for a bit.
Yeah.
And then you go, and that's enough price to be paid to bring them back kind of thing.
I would not be surprised if either the new Spider-Man suit in Homecoming has Tony Stark in it as an AI.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Or that he's been left a message. I think he's going to be dealing with the loss of Tony Stark and he gets left a message.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
I think they might do that. I don't know. But I don't think he's done. A lot of people in the comments of the... Because at the very end credits, you hear him, it sounds like him making his Iron Man suit.
Yeah,
right,
uh-huh. Yeah.
I think it's a callback, but I also think it's a hint towards, I'm not saying it necessarily immediately, but
I'm saying it's Galactus' xylophone.
Yes.
He's coming, baby.
He's coming back. I would be shocked if we never saw him again
yeah,
in
sure.
any form.
No, of course,
and I'm not talking like a photo. I'm talking like he actually reprises it in some form.
I love the idea of the old school, well, I mean, you can't really do it in this version, but like... The old Iron Man suit just with the hologram head coming out of
it.
Tony Stark. That's great.
Yeah.
I think that's fun.
Me too.
Yeah.
I also
Or maybe
that.
On, maybe give him, maybe a Tony Stark hologram on one of those arm scutters.
Yes.
You know, one of those dumb moving crane robots.
Absolutely. There were two snaps of the gauntlet.
Yes.
Or three if you count Thanos destroying the stones and then Thor beheading
him. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Which was okay, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
The Hulk brings back everybody.
Yep.
Couldn't bring back Black Widow because she gave up herself for the stone and whatever.
Okay, yeah.
We didn't really talk about Hawkeye's arc. Do you want to talk about that?
He's sad and then he's mad.
He looks...
And then he's bad. He's a rude dude with a tude.
He looks ridiculous.
He does look ridiculous. But again, I think we figured it out before the movie. He's in with the triads or whatever. Which is why he has the weird tattoos and the weird haircut.
I think he doesn't have somebody to tell him his haircut looks stupid.
I really wish at the end, when he was reunited with his family, the wife gives him the loving kiss and then she's like...
What?
Just touches the side of his head and like, what is this? What are you doing? I feel like maybe there were some elements missing of that, of like personal connection.
Okay.
Like there's a bit where towards the end Ant-Man shows up and then the Wasp appears and they just sort of like wink at each other
and then
they just go and do their thing, and I know time is tight, but I'd be like, you're back from the dead.
Yeah, but he's only been gone
a few hours.
Yeah,
right.
He didn't miss her for 5
and
years.
I guess she's been only gone for minutes.
Momentarily.
Yeah, I guess that's probably
like
true.
Like having a little
nap. Right.
Uh-huh. So
yeah.
What do you want, a big hug?
Yeah, big hug.
Big hug and a kiss.
Big hugs all around.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I thought that the Tony Stark death was well deserved, and okay, sorry, before that,
yeah, he really does deserve it.
He does
it.
Deserve it,
yes,
but it was well earned, I should say. But the the Hulk snapping the gauntlet was interesting. I loved that Tony Stark Iron Man gauntlet.
Yeah,
I
right.
I liked the
uh-huh.
look of that, and I loved the when Tony Stark steals the stones and then and then clicks also, and then completely fries his brain.
Yeah,
yeah, that was a good death.
It was a good death.
Him.
I think so too.
Because again, he knows that's gonna kill him.
But again, I'm sure. Look, you know what you could do is you could say, okay, he attempted to maybe put his brain into a, like colonial. There's so many ways he could come back. But I think, you know, there's no way that Tony Stark wouldn't attempt to keep himself alive even doing that, I feel. Like, you know, the goal is to be selfless and bring, and you know, defeat the bad guys. But if I were Tony Stark, you'd go, okay, this is going to kill me, so how about we clone my body and we put it over there and we put my brain into it kind of thing. So you could very easily go, okay, well, he did that, but it's in on the other side of the galaxy.
Yeah, sure.
So now we have to get him back to Earth.
Or it's in the future.
It's in the future. Or the past.
Or the past, whatever.
Yeah. Or in a ditch.
Yeah. The ditch on the side of the road.
Yes, yep.
Yeah. But what I thought was weird about his death is he's dying and he can't talk because he's just fucked.
Yeah, like, right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And Spider-Man comes up and he's like, oh, Mr. Stark. And he's crying. And then Pepper's there and I'm just like, Get out of the way! Get out of the way! Everybody else here has known him longer than
you've known him for like an hour. All up, you've known him for an hour.
I did like the
instant. He gave you a suit, and then he was mad at you, and then he took the suit away, and then he was...
He made you fight at an airport, but he shouldn't have.
And then he put you in a position where you got turned to dust, and now he's back. Don't be that sad for him.
But with him and Pepper Potts telling him, like, it's sorted. You know, you can die. It's all right. Like, that was good. And it was great seeing Rescue as well.
Not really Rescue, though.
No, it's just a suit of armor. Because she had a lot of lasers. It's just a suit of armor.
Yeah, it looked good, though.
It did look good. Mm. Yeah. And it's also hinted at the start because you see the helmet.
Yeah, right.
Essentially, yeah. Uh-huh. But no, I think that was a really kind of fitting conclusion of the guy who kind of started it off kind of got to end it, which is, I think, was what we kind of suspected would happen.
But yeah.
Now everyone will leave. No, but Robert Downey Jr. doesn't want to be left alone, but I think Chris Evans wants to be left alone.
I think so. He needs a little bit of a rest. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think a lot of the exhaustion in the final battle was real, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Broken Shield, though, like in the comics.
So there you go.
But he reforges it at some point in the past. And he gives it to the Falcon.
Yeah.
That kind of surprised me that he gave it straight to the Falcon.
And not Bucky.
Not Bucky,
because the Bucky Falcon series, we assumed, was about who was going to get the shield.
And it still might be that.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe he's like, well, you gave it to me, but I don't know if I'm... Maybe he's a bit senile. Let's see who's better, actually. Yeah. Uh-huh. And Bucky was like, yeah, this is yours.
Yeah.
Interesting, right?
Well, I mean, they both had it in the comics.
That's true, yeah.
But I don't know. Well, I don't care.
Maybe they could alternate.
Yeah,
They could have it, you know.
Like divorced parents.
Exactly. One guy could have it during the week and one on weekends.
Yeah.
Or they could have it 3 days each and then share it on Sunday, maybe.
That's right. They could take it to a water park together.
Yeah, that's right.
That's fine.
They both have to keep it, like, one arm through it. Each of them, they have to charge the bad guy. They have to clothesline a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And have to mutually agree to throw it.
I agree with that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that was a good, it is definitive in its ending, but there's a lot of stuff where, first of all, we know certain movies are coming.
Yeah,
and TV
right.
shows.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But it wasn't as, get ready for this.
Yeah, right.
It's kind of like, there are things here that will continue.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
But it wasn't as like, I thought there was going to be, like, you'd see the Vision after the credits or Black Widow or...
Yeah, some characters just never returned,
like that.
Yeah.
But it's they just don't. But again, you've got a time machine. You could just go get another version of her.
I guess you could, yeah.
Yeah.
What we could talk about it. We could talk about so many things.
Is that going to break the universe, though, when you've got a time machine? Because they have a time machine. They build another time machine.
No, because Tony Stark's dead.
They built one at the end, remember?
Oh, they
sent Captain
they
America
did.
Through time.
Yeah, that's true. They did. Yeah. Then yes. Ooh.
They have time machines in the comics.
Yeah, that's true. And it doesn't really affect much. So
I don't know.
I think if we all promise not to.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, if we all promise not to use it.
Maybe if they do it from the perspective of it's not real time travel, it's dimensional, and we're just screwing up another dimension.
Scout's honor. Let's not bother anybody.
So I'm just plugging this in.
All right then, pretty cool.
We've got these sweet in-floor PowerPoints.
Oh, hello.
But this one is not, it's too close to me. Okay. I've positioned it wrong, but it's in the floor forever because they carved it into concrete. What do I do about it? Nothing at all.
Just grouse about it on a podcast for years, I reckon.
Okay,
what else were we going to talk about?
Good question. I'm just going through my list of things that I hate about you.
Oh,
it's a
right.
long list, mate. I don't even know if we'll ever see
well,
the end.
Well, get started. Come on. What did you think of all the ladies of the Marvel Universe teaming up?
Yeah, look, it did feel a bit kind of like...
It was fun, though, wasn't it?
But it was fun, exactly. Yeah. I don't think that's any more egregious than in Age of Ultron when they're all posed when they jump.
Yeah, that was so... Exactly, yeah.
So, yeah, it's fine. I think I would love to see an A-Force movie.
Me too.
But some people are mad about that.
Yeah, right.
Because, you know, imagine... putting all the female characters together. Why can't they put all the men characters together, basically?
When are they finally going to put all the men together on a team, you know?
I just don't see how you could get upset about that, even if you're like, it's a little on the nose. And it is, you know, because it's clearly like, why would they all be standing in the same area?
Right.
Like, at the same, it's kind of a massive coincidence.
Uh-huh.
But good.
Yeah.
They could, give him a movie.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not? Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they will.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when's there going to be a men's Avengers, though?
That's, exactly right.
That's
yeah.
both of our point.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What else, Mason?
What else? I'm sure there's bloody heaps of stuff.
There's a shit ton, Mason.
There's so much.
I thought that Captain America would handily defeat past Captain America because he's got more training.
I thought of that as well, yeah.
I mean, he did defeat him.
Because War Machine soundly defeats Peter Quill with one punch to the face.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. I like seeing that different perspective on that dance as well. And
yeah, right. He's just, he's just a big idiot. Yeah.
A big idiot. That's true. But yeah, I thought because Captain America's got years of training, and he's clearly changed because he's swearing up a bloody storm.
Oh, also,
you
know what I liked?
Yeah.
I liked the fact that Black Panther remembered who Hawkeye was.
That was nice, yeah.
That was fun, right?
He went out of his way.
He went out of his way. He's like, I remember you. Now give me that gauntlet. Otherwise, we're all going to die. You're just a man with bow and arrows. Come on.
I enjoyed the Spider-Man suit instant kill mode,
which
is just stabbing.
Yeah. We all wondered. We wondered for years what it was. It's just stabbing. Yep.
So, yeah, there's a little bit of blood in this. Hawkeye cuts a guy's throat, but it's...
That's true, yeah.
It's kind of enough to where you're not going to get your M rating on...
Yeah, right.
...this kind of movie, though, you know, which I think is probably smart, though.
Mm.
Look, we've got a video also upcoming on what, like, what's next in the universe or what potentially could be.
Have we recorded that yet?
No, we haven't recorded it
yet. Oh, we'll do it later.
We might save it for that, but...
Uh-huh.
I mean, this is a movie we're probably going to come back to. Maybe we want to do like an MCU kind of roundup next week, or do we want to wait till Homecoming? Because Homecoming is not Homecoming. It's far from home, whatever it is.
Infinity War. You're thinking Infinity
title.
War.
Great title, Far From Home. It's a terrible title.
Yeah.
I do not like it.
All right, I get it.
Why not call it Spider-Man Homecoming 2?
Spider-Man Home Alone
2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lost in New York.
Back in New York or whatever.
There we go. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Do you want to wait till... Because the end of this phase is going to be Spider-Man.
I guess that... Yeah, that's true. And
because why not, I guess.
Yes.
And then, anyway, how about this? I got some reviews here from people who have tweeted the show. It's from Stevie, says, Endgame was fantastic. Disney Marvel should give seminars to the folks at Disney Star Wars on how to properly do fan service.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right. All right.
Day says, spoiler warning, we're way past that. Come on, mate. Avengers Endgame was amazing. Shortest 3 hours of my life. But at the end of the movie, who was that random kid in the back during the funeral? The Iron Man 3 kid.
Iron Man 3 kid.
Yeah.
He's gotten tall and he's gotten goofy.
That's right. The true Mad Hat hater says, saw Endgame last night. No spoilers. Good action sequence, dialogue and characters. Good payoff at the end. But when the main plot they used was unclear, I'm sure it left time travel, I assume. It leaves too many questions and holes for me to accept as valid. Only for that, worst movie ever.
Ooh, bloody hell.
Alexander says,
Hush.
Weird opinion, Endgame wasn't so much a movie as it was a conclusion to Iron Man and Captain America's stories. A very enjoyable experience for the fans of the franchise. Andrew says, saw Avengers Endgame, holy shit, the best MCU movie, best movie of the year, and best cinema experience I've ever had. Applauding and wooing audience, surrounded by friends and strangers, all feeling the same way, and mostly crying like me.
Best how do you feel like about ever. It? How do you feel about an applauding audience, James? How
Shut
do you
up.
Feel about
it? Shut up.
You don't like it?
No.
I like it.
If,
I like
if
it.
It's brief, yeah. But you know, none of this extended...
All right.
What's it still on?
I like it. No, I like it.
You just keep it going?
Yeah, just keep
during
it going.
During the movie.
Yeah, I just keep it going.
During the movie.
I see
movie.
How long
you
I can
this.
Keep it going. Just keep
you
it
want
going
this during
forever.
The film.
Yep, the whole time.
You're an absolute
start to finish.
Buffoon.
When the movie starts and I'm like, woo! Good, yep, Mr. Fantasy, great opening tune. Here we go. Really sets the tone. Just keep clapping. I clap the whole movie. All time.
And Charlie Hunter said, Avengers Endgame is good, but have you seen Justice League? Yeah, it's a good question. Bit of a difference between these movies, isn't there?
Yep.
For good or ill, there's differences.
There's definitely differences, isn't there?
I couldn't think of many off the top of my head. They both fight a greyish villain.
That's true.
Why didn't Thanos look like Thanos from Guardians, Mason? They look like the modern-day Thanos.
That's a good point also, yeah. That's a really good point.
Yeah.
Do you think that he... You know, over the course of Infinity War, he removed all his armor and he was just, you know, regular Thanos.
Yeah.
Nude Thanos.
Yeah.
Do you think it's because stylistically he looks more menacing with the armor on in this movie?
Maybe. I know the reason they did it
They told the line the they gave us was like he doesn't need it anymore, which is blah blah blah. It's a journey, yeah. But I think it's because he looks more menacing with the armor on.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Especially with that big old sword.
I know.
Can't believe they didn't do the Thanos helicopter. Though he did kind of spin the blade.
He
a
did
bit.
Spin it as if it were a helicopter. Yes.
Speaking of, if yes. you love Thanos, flies in a helicopter. The story.
Yes.
Caravan of Garbage this Tuesday will be right up your alley.
Oh boy.
It's not a good one.
No, but it's interesting.
It kind of is.
It's interesting how that story came about. Yes. It's probably, you might have seen it as a meme.
Yeah.
Thanos flying a helicopter with Thanos on the side.
That's right.
And we're like, let's get to the bottom of this.
But Eric and Ben are working on that at the moment, so that should be up Tuesday. And probably a bit early on Patreon, depending.
Cool, man.
Okay, anything else?
There's got to be more.
We can come back to this, Mason.
Howard the Duck does make an appearance in the final battle.
Right, he does.
Yeah,
okay.
A few people have sent that in. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
Yes.
But did he have a gun?
He's just walking. He's just walking slowly.
Why would they even bring him there?
I don't know.
Why would he go?
I don't know.
That was a great moment when everybody came back at once.
Yes.
I almost kind of...
And Wong, because Wong did it.
Wong's the best,
I mean,
Doctor
guy.
Strange also did it.
Yeah, I mean, sure, whatever.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Wong's my fave. Like, where's the Wong series?
How can they put a Wong in it? Well, he'd be in Doctor Strange too.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Do you reckon he went to Tony Stark's wedding? I bet he was the best man.
It would have been sad, wouldn't it?
He would have. No, I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah, I think Tony Stark's... he moved on. I think.
Yeah, very quickly.
Very quick. Well, he's allowed to.
Well, he had no other... Yeah, you know, his bride-to-be survived, so
yeah,
why would
right.
he care?
He doesn't give a shit. Yeah. Also...
Did Happy die?
We don't know.
Yeah, right?
I enjoyed Ant-Man seeing his daughter again.
Yes, I am.
When she was aged up or whatever because of time.
Yes, time. Mm-hmm.
And the world wasn't.
We didn't see. We didn't see Louise. Is that his name?
No, yeah. We didn't see him. Mm-hmm. What happened to him?
Probably snapped.
Maybe he put the van in there.
Young Michael Douglas looks so much like Emilio Estevez. It's frightening.
You did say that.
Yeah.
I think it's the hair.
It's the hair.
You said, I think you even said like his son, but they're not related.
No, but I'm confused because Charlie Sheen and Emilio Estevez are brothers, right?
Correct.
And
they're the sons of Martin Sheen.
Yes,
yeah,
precisely.
Who is not Michael Douglas.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Okay, and I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
How do you think he looked with his old Ant-Man helmet in the 70s
incredible
or whatever? Yeah.
So good.
I thought that de-aging wasn't great, that one.
All
that
right,
one
fine.
In particular,
okay.
But that's okay.
Uh-huh.
It's okay, Mason. We'll come back to this. And we've got a bunch of Endgame stuff to talk about.
That's true, we do,
coming
yeah.
coming up this week.
Yeah, that's true.
So you know, do you know what it's time for?
Is it time for what we're reading?
What we're going to read.
What we're going to read, okay.
I'm doing a thing. What are we reading today? Now, what I'm reading is not about Avengers.
Okay.
But we're just going to do spoilers till the end because we've got questions about it.
Okay.
What about you? What are you reading though?
Well, what I was reading is not spoilers for the Avengers, but had an Avenger in it. I finally watched Arrival. Dennis Villeneuve.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
It's a good
movie. The Arrival with Charlie Sheen. No. The alien invasion story.
Yeah, the son of Michael Douglas.
What'd
no,
you think?
It's good.
It's very good.
It's a very good movie. It makes you think. It
makes you think about
and
Arriving.
It was a nice palate cleanser because it had aliens in it, but they weren't
punching
shooting lasers me. All the way through the planet, you know?
No. Well, at one point they do. But I don't want to. Yeah. I don't give away the movie Arrival.
All right.
I also recommend the short story it's based on, Mason.
Ooh.
Do you want to spoil any of it or anything to say in particular about it?
No, it's just a good. It's a good drama. It make you think.
It make you think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it make a sense? I don't know if it does.
Well, that's,
but I liked it.
Well, the movies he's made have been nothing but good.
Yes, that's true.
And the next one he's doing is Dune.
That's right. Dune.
Is it Dune or Dune?
No, it's
Dune.
It's
Dune.
Wait.
It's August.
No, shh.
Okay.
Dune.
Okay.
Can't wait for that episode.
As someone who doesn't care much about Dune.
Yes.
That's me. But I'm very much looking forward to that movie because he's directing it.
Yeah.
I am very nearly finished the TV series Fleabag.
Oh, yep. Season 2.
Which you've seen.
I've seen season 1, yeah.
Claire's been harassing me for weeks to watch it. And you mentioned it as well at some point, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Anyway, it's fantastic. I love it. It's so funny and sad. And,
yep.
And done, probably, after 2 seasons.
Yeah,
I'm about
right?
15 minutes till the end of Fleabag forever.
Yeah.
And I bloody love it. So,
which we'll call Fleabag forever.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the sequel.
Yes. It's probably not for everybody. I can see people.
I also watched some of Tag. I'm on a Jeremy Renner-a-thon.
I did not like Tag.
It's not good. It's fine.
Yeah.
But it doesn't. It's not.
I like the idea more than the execution.
It's not anything, is it really? Yeah.
Yeah.
This is something I saw, and I daren't even. Maybe we should watch it later together.
No.
It's, no, we should.
We don't talk outside of the podcast, Mason.
No, we definitely should do this. Because obviously, we, you know, in weeks past, we talked about the most recent Black Mirror.
Yeah.
The interactive Black Mirror.
Black Mirror.
And we're like, how are people going to use and misuse this?
Talking about Bear Grylls?
Yeah, I'm talking about Bear Grylls, You versus Wild.
Yeah.
Netflix Interactive presents.
Yes.
You'll make key decisions to help Bear Grylls survive.
Or?
Do you think he's going to die? Do you think you get like, do you think there'll be a bit where he falls to the bottom of a cliff and just you see him hit every rock on the way down?
Potentially.
It looks cheap, but maybe it isn't.
Yeah. I'd say they put money into it. My friend Paul, who you know,
oh, yeah.
His son loves that show. He's like 5. He loves killing Bear Grylls.
Oh, okay.
That's all he wants in his life.
Wow,
yeah.
Okay. I'm excited for
so
that, to be honest.
Go, so.
Also, I haven't bought any of those video games I said I would, but I should get on to
Well,
it.
There's a lot... I'm reading a lot of things about Mortal Kombat. For one, like the challenge towers are like impossible.
They've tweaked that, apparently.
Yeah, I know, but... And they talk about it like, we didn't know, and now we're... You knew. And the other thing is, they apparently...
Have terrible business practices.
Yeah, well, they all do. They all these big video games companies, the crunch, they call it, and it's this acceptable work practice.
100-hour weeks
it's
for
ridiculous.
All their programmers. I know, right?
They should unionize or something to kind of stamp that out.
And we'll spearhead it.
No.
Sounds like a lot of work, doesn't it?
We should unionize against big podcasting.
Stop yeah.
So we don't have to do
have
podcasting
anymore.
Have you
heard, well, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it afterwards. I got some, there's some.
You some hot
about,
goss?
You heard about Luminary? You heard about those guys?
A little bit. You can fill me in more on that, though, in a bit.
Yeah, I will.
It's good, though, isn't it? It's good
doesn't
for them.
It sounds bad.
Oh, okay.
It sounds quite bad.
I have nothing but good things.
It sounds quite bad, and they're condescending in a way that we're being very condescending now.
Okay, great.
What are we talking about?
That's things that we've read. I like to dip into the comics to see what I got here. Oh, Ascender's back. It's the sequel to
Descender.
Descender,
yeah.
I bought it. I haven't read it yet.
They should have called it Dig Up, stupid.
Yes, they should have. Great reference, Mason.
Thank you.
And that's what we're reading.
What we're going to read.
But now it's time for...
Oh, letters.
It's time for...
Letters?
Yes.
It's time for letters. Classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a day away. Hang on, they're here right now. We're going to do letters.
James. Nothing happened during that.
No, you were headbanging. You were headbanging to the letters theme.
And in tune, might I add.
Oh, you were nailing it. Now we've got a lot of Endgame related letters, so spoilers for Endgame during letters.
Well, if you do want to reach the show via letter,
Weekly
we don't do
Pod.
That, but we do emails, don't we?
Yeah, maybe we should open a PO box.
I don't want that.
Why's that?
Because I have to check it.
How about I'll check it?
No,
that'll be my one job. I'll do it every
but
4 weeks.
Will you do this one like you do your other one job, Mason? Get a letter?
No.
You did get a letter this week.
I did get a letter. I've got a few letters.
What do you got?
Well, this is from Demian Holst. And I've chosen this one because it has the title, Captain America, Wife Stealer.
So,
in the museum scene in Winter Soldier,
yes.
Cap watches an interview with Peggy Carter in which she says that one of the men Cap rescued from behind enemy lines in First Avenger later became her husband.
Yes.
This means Cap knowingly stole Peggy away from another man.
Yep.
We didn't even talk about that, really.
No.
What do you think of that? What do you think of the...
Sorry, go on.
Well, let's talk about it now.
Yeah.
What did you think of his bloody Steve Rogers finally got an ending that we can be happy with?
That's exactly what I wanted.
So good.
And
yep.
he got it,
yeah.
and he deserves it.
Exactly.
Just like Tony Stark deserved death.
Yep, correct.
This guy deserved this.
That's right, happiness.
Yeah. Happiness, yeah.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't had a lot of happiness in his
and
life.
And Thor's got somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, that's
so the
right.
Holy Trinity.
He gets to be the Asgardians of the galaxy.
Yeah, nice.
Which I think I think that could be Guardians 3. It could be a Thor.
Gosh, I hope so.
Try a crossover.
Yeah,
why
that'd
not?
Be great. Why not?
Do that?
Yeah.
I think the dynamic of him and Peter Quill is, it could be a fun, or it could wear thin real quickly.
That's true.
What
They'll come it? To an understanding.
I hope so.
Buddy cop style.
Buddy cop.
Yeah, nice.
Buddy cop style.
So how do you feel about that?
Okay, so here's the thing.
Yeah.
I've looked into this.
Yes.
It's in the Easter egg video in more depth, but basically,
yes.
you never see the husband.
That's
true.
You
see a photo of the kids.
Yep.
He's never named.
Mm-hmm.
There's hinted at that she has a romance with someone from the Agent Carter, but they never get married.
Yeah.
It may be in every reality that Captain America comes back for her.
That's true.
Yeah.
And also...
Also good, I hope he stole.
Yeah, right? Also, this...
He rescued that guy. That guy should be dead anyway.
Exactly.
He should be thanking
but,
him.
Here's the thing, though. She wouldn't say in the interview, well, I owe Captain America a great debt of gratitude because he came back through time and married me.
Yeah, that's
just
right.
Just FYI, he's secretly my husband.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't be telling anybody this, but I'm telling everybody this. I wouldn't be surprised if... He might be like, hey, this is, I met this guy during the war and now we're married. Like, maybe she has a romance with
somebody. He's got a mustache.
Exactly. Maybe she has a romance with somebody in the 50s. That doesn't work out. And he comes back like straight up. Like he's in. Yeah. He's in the next one. But, you know, he'd be like, you wouldn't say, yeah, I'm Steve Rogers. He'd be like, yeah, I was, we met during the war.
I'm Johnny Captain Rogers.
Captain America rescued me and now I'm here. Like he could just pretend to be the guy.
I love Captain America.
I love Captain America.
You know what? If he came through time and stole my wife away,
I wouldn't mind it at all. Yeah. I think it's just him.
Yeah, I agree.
Because you wouldn't admit that. Because that would be a whole heap of trouble.
He could be doing Secret Shield stuff. Somebody wrote this to me, and I don't know whether it was in a Gmail or a whatever, but that he could form like a 60s Avengers team.
That's what I'm talking
about. Like a young Hank Pym, maybe some Fantastic Four and some X-Men or whatever.
Because in the comic books, what basically happened is Captain America was created in the 40s.
Yes.
And then when Timely Comics became Atlas Comics, that Captain America was still fighting crime in like the 50s.
Yeah.
And then when they brought back Captain America for Marvel in the 60s, they said that all the stuff that happened in the 50s wasn't really him. It was somebody else.
Yeah.
It was somebody who went crazy and thought he was Captain America or something like that. And so,
because
like
Captain America stole his wife.
Probably. Well, I'm going to steal your shield. And he's like, fair call. I don't need it anymore. I don't even want it. I'd rather have the beautiful woman, if I'm honest with you. So you could just be like, well, there's rumors that Captain America kept fighting crime all the way through the 50s and 60s. And just be like, yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Because of time travel.
And also nobody had a good photo of anybody.
That's exactly right. If you didn't sit there for the big concertina camera with the burning gunpowder flash, you may as well not have been there at all.
That was a little bit earlier, but yeah, whatever. I get the idea. Absolutely right. Or you could just say, we're related. Like, it doesn't matter. I look like him.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't matter. I've got a mustache, though.
Mm.
So it's different. Yeah. But no, I'm 100% okay with him.
Yep.
Even if he did steal, I mean, that sucks for that guy, but also he doesn't know,
I don't think he's real. Yeah. I don't think he's ever real.
I think you might be right.
Yeah.
I think it's been set up a while ago.
Yep.
That it wasn't ever him. And we'll probably get some kind of confirmation that at some point, either from the directors or another movie. But
yeah, exactly.
There you go. If you also want to reach the show, we do Twitter.
I've heard of Twitter.
That's right.
Sometimes we do Twitter.
And we're on the gram.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod if you do want to reach the show. And this person, Adam, says, what do you guys think happens to the Red Skull after the Soul Stone is given away? Like, is he stuck on the planet or is the curse lifted or does he get transported somewhere else? Apparently he can leave. That's what I think the director
told you
that.
This?
The director
right.
said that he can go.
Yep.
He's free to go.
Mm-hmm.
But again, we don't know. I probably shouldn't have put this in because we answered it earlier, I guess. Uh-huh. But hey, this person took the time, so why can't we?
One of the Russo brothers is in that scene.
Yeah.
Where they're like in the support group.
He's in a few movies,
Huh.
Mm. As different characters.
Oh, right, okay.
He's the psychologist Daniel Bruhl murders in Civil War.
Okay, right.
He's a doctor in...
Is it always the same Russo brother?
Yes, the other one doesn't do it. Yeah.
Okay, right.
He's a good actor, though.
All right, then.
He did some good acting in this.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Also, apparently the first openly gay character in the Marvel Universe.
Could have got a gay actor, maybe. What do you reckon about that?
Well, they could have made him a superhero as well. They could
That's
have made
true,
him
yeah.
a more prominent character.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Yeah, all right.
Okay. All right. You message the Russo
I'm going
brother,
to.
The Russo brother and tell
I
him.
I will.
Yeah.
Whichever one of you done this, I don't approve. This is an email from Kevin.
Yep.
Kangalosi.
Okay.
I thought Endgame tied up a lot of loose ends, but I was disappointed that the Abomination and the Leader didn't get even a mention. I mean, we got a lot of Reality Stone, not a lot of the Abomination. I was a little bit disappointed, again, at first viewing, that Hawkeye wasn't breaking anybody out of the vault. Because we did make a big thing about...
Boy, did we.
Who's he getting out of the vault?
Who's he getting out of that bloody raft?
Apparently nobody. He didn't even go there. The raft. There we go.
He was just under the ground.
Yeah,
exactly. Of an explosion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of movie anyway,
isn't
it?
It really is, yeah.
And maybe those characters are tied up in something, I don't know.
Yeah, right.
Universal might own the rights, but they probably don't for...
Yeah.
I don't know. They can use the Hulk, but not in a solo movie we're talking
about. Yeah, right, right, uh-huh.
I've got a tweet here from Unimaginative Username.
Oh, hello.
And that makes sense because their username is cmcg_22. It's not great.
It's not great, is it? No. Random number generator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that Endgame is over, who do you think will be the next big bad in the MCU? I'd like to see Galactus or Doctor Doom, but maybe they're done with the big ultimate villains for now. Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. I think they probably are done for now.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
The culmination will probably be another 10 years.
Yeah, for sure.
Building towards the next thing. But we might not know what that is until 4 or 5 movies in.
That's true.
Yeah.
I would like to see Galactus. The problem with Doctor Doom is...
What is it?
It's that he's ultimately quite similar to Thanos. In the way that he just wants...
things.
He wants to gather ultimate power and then do something nefarious with it.
Yeah.
And it's just one guy again. But the thing about Galactus is...
Big cloud.
He's a big cloud. and I hope finally we get Big Horn Helmet Galactus.
Oh my God, why would you even do it if you're not going to do Big Horn Helmet Galactus?
Why do they do it twice?
Yeah. Doctor Doom's also a bit evil Iron Man.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, metal armor.
Yeah. But the thing about Galactus, the comic book version at least, is he's part of the universe and you can't destroy him without destroying the universe. So how do they handle that?
They take his wife away.
Captain America goes steals his wife. We need a man with a very, very specific set of skills. Steve, we're bringing you back. You've got to steal this guy's wife.
It would be good because he'd be old now.
Yep.
And Peggy has died. And he's like, can I still do this? Have I still got it?
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Definitely does.
Absolutely he does.
Oh, you better believe he does. Look at those teeth. Oh, works of art.
Yeah.
Who would you like to see?
A Galactus.
Yeah, I think because we're heading towards Guardians of the Galaxy 3. We're heading towards the Eternals.
Fantastic Four, X-Men. Yeah, absolutely.
And again, Galactus isn't evil so much as he is. He's just really hungry.
It turns out Thanos was evil the whole time as well. Because, you know, he's like, I just want to balance the universe. But now he's just like, I just want to destroy the universe and make it so everyone thinks I'm great.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Oh, yeah.
You weren't even about resource management.
You know, exactly. You've never played a game of SimCity in your life, Thanos. I feel maybe that's a thing that never really got resolved, is that the assumption that he claimed all the time that his infighting on his planet destroyed it.
Yeah.
But I was under the impression that it was his madness that destroyed the planet. Yes. We never really know otherwise, but I guess it doesn't matter.
Yeah, there was also the thing that, like, he was like, everybody gets better after you kill half the people there or whatever.
I don't think that's true at all.
I mean, some people moved on, and a few people made the point in tweets and emails and such that there would have been people who moved on and started new families and married new partners and whatever, and then all of a sudden your family's back and you're like, oh shit.
Yeah, right.
I have a new husband.
Yeah, right. Do you think they're not gonna address it in Far From Home at all, are they?
I think that's gonna be the next 10 years. It's gonna be people sorting out their family problems.
Oh, wouldn't that be great if it's the same as our universe, except A, superheroes, and B, everybody's got like half wives and double husbands.
It would be that though, wouldn't it? That's right, what it would move towards.
Exactly, yeah. Well, I'm still married to you, but
because it's not a straightforward fix. It's not that they went back to 2018 and brought everyone back instantly.
Yeah.
There's a gap there. Yeah. Enough that people could easily move on or kill themselves because their family's gone.
Yeah, right.
Like, it's not a fix-all.
No.
It's better.
And this is for one kid.
Yeah.
Just FYI.
Yeah.
This is for one kid because he loved his kid so much. He's like, don't you dare change anything from the previous 5 years. Don't you dare do it. Just say, bring everybody back. From then,
and bring my kid
and
back.
Keep my kid around.
But I don't think, I don't know. Maybe that undoes other things. I don't know how it works.
Yeah.
To be honest, yeah. You got anything else before?
Let's see what we got. Look, this is the next email from Ian Jackson. When the unsnapping occurred, I just feel bad for anyone who lost a spouse during the snap.
There you go.
And married the spouse's best friend or twin brother sister over the next 5 years. That's very specific. All right.
Someone's kind of let their heads
everlasting
slip.
Trauma. Yep. Very easy for the team to make a decision that brought back everyone at the moment of the original snap, but also kept the good things that happened over the next 5 years.
Yeah.
Which only seemed to be true for Stark anyway.
Mm.
Yeah. I can't help but feel the MCU is now going to skip dealing with this trauma. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're not going to mention it.
You're right.
Yeah. There'll be a throwaway line about how some people have graduated from high school.
Yes.
And then they'll never mention it again.
You know what I think it will be?
What's that?
I think the way they keep everybody in check is, listen, you be good to your old or new partners, or Captain America is going to come back and marry one of them,
or both of them.
Both of them.
Yeah. He's like the boogeyman of this universe now, where he's just like, you better keep you fly right off. Captain America is going to steal your husband or wife or your old kids or your new kids.
You're mistreating a dog. He'll adopt that dog right out from under you.
That dog. He's so good with dogs. Dogs love him. He treats them so good. He gives them the good food. He takes them to the vet regularly for checkups.
He flips his shield upside down and fills it with water.
That's right. Yeah.
Also, he turns into a werewolf in the comics. He could do that. He'd get along with all dogs.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That'll do it, I reckon.
I think. Okay, yeah, great. Nice. Well, that is the show.
Mm.
Look, maybe we could do like next week. People could ask questions or have theories about the future of the universe, and we could go through a bunch of them.
That sounds really good.
That would be a good episode to do.
Yeah, okay.
So people have thoughts on that. Hashtag WeeklyPlanetPod on Twitter, or shoot them through on the email weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com.
That'd be good.
You can make them as spoiler heavy as you like. We probably can't respond to them again in the Twitter because people see our responses and we et cetera. And, so
and I think that would be good because I think also, especially me, I'm kind of, I my brain's already funneled into the idea of it's going to be the Eternals and it's going to be Cosmic and the Guardians and Galactus or whatever. Give show
you don't
want to
be
stuff.
Upset for being so wrong again.
Exactly.
Mm.
Just tears.
Why don't we make a bet for what's next and the loser has to get the Hawkeye haircut?
Wow. But the winner gets the Hawkeye tattoo?
Yeah, that's a winner's tattoo.
That's what I think. You better believe it is. Yeah. The winners of the Krusty Demon tournament get that tattoo put on themselves.
Terrifico.
Yeah, but so I'd like to hear any kind of I'm sure there'll be some smaller stuff. Like, I think, you know, Mysterio in this is a back to, like, well, he's just a dude in a suit who's probably doing this to rob banks.
And Black Widow's not going
to
be kicking Galactus in the head, is she?
No.
Like, it's not happening in her solo movie. So, no. Yeah, there you go.
Sweet.
It's weird they didn't bring the Vision back. I feel like they could have.
I think that's going to happen in WandaVision.
I agree.
I think it's going to be a journey. I mean, they're all a journey, aren't they? But maybe a journey to him regaining his humanity.
I agree.
Because they're just going to put, he's just going to be weird grey vision.
Yeah.
And every week, a little bit of colour appears.
Like the movie.
But the hole in his head never goes away. There's still a big bashed sparking hole in his head. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. What's that movie with Tobey Maguire where everything's black and white and then Pleasantville?
Pleasantville, yeah.
It'll be Pleasantville, but it's just the Vision who's black and white.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Fantastic.
Love it.
You want to wrap this show
up? Yeah, thanks everybody for listening. Big old episode. Thanks for sticking around till Endgame.
Yeah, man.
Oh, I hope everybody's bloody, I hope everybody's enjoying it.
Is this the end of the MCU?
No.
I mean, maybe.
No.
I mean, it might be like the culmination and then...
It's not even the end for the dead characters.
No, I know. I'm just saying the like the popularity and interest.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, that's a good question.
We just have to see.
Yeah.
It depends on what steps they take next.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I feel like Far From Home is going to be a disappointment box office-wise.
Far From Home will do okay numbers, but it will not...
Yeah, I think people will see it as a disappointment because it's not making $1 billion. But
it also didn't cost $300 million.
Exactly,
so
right, yeah. Anyway, thanks for sticking around, guys. Bloody, I hope send more Endgame thoughts. We'll talk about it next week.
That's right.
If you want to get in contact with the show, Weekly Planet Pod. Weekly Planet Pod.
I'll stop. I'm sorry. This is your
you ready?
Area.
Okay,
this
here we go. Job. It's my area of expertise. I do it wrong every week. Here we go. Weekly Planet Pod at Gmail and Facebook and Twitter and Bandcamp. We've got that Infinity War commentary up.
It's fixed. You can just play it through.
He's doing the devil horns and the headbanging.
No, I'm not.
He's back into it. It's all been fixed up. It's working great.
You don't have to pause it at any point.
If you haven't seen Endgame yet, you want to see Infinity War and Endgame, maybe try a commentary over the top. Bloody good stuff.
I saw one person did it in the cinema with headphones.
Oh, really?
I wish I had that person in front of me.
That's incredible.
Thank you very much.
I love that so much.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody, for listening and subscribing and telling your friends. And bloody give us a nice review and a nice comment. We appreciate it. You can also find us on Twitter individually. I'm Wikipedia Brown on Twitter, and I'm Nick Maso, NickMaseau on Instagram.
That's
you're
right.
Mr. Sunday Movies everywhere in the world.
Everywhere.
Everywhere in the bloody,
YouTube,
world.
Instagram, Facebook, other things.
You can go to planetbroadcasting.com. You can see all the other shows on the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Mm-hmm.
You can sign up to the Planet Broadcasting newsletter, which has all the news.
That's right.
From our friend Rob Collings, Rob Collings, at The Weekly Planet on Twitter.
Yes.
King of the Twitters.
Chris Pilko did the screening in the cinema.
I love it. That is very, very
thank you,
good.
Chris. Yeah.
What else do we say here? Other things?
No, that'll do it.
If you'd like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies if you'd like to chuck in a buck.
That'll do it.
We'd love it. There's an Amazon affiliate link in the episode description.
That's all we need.
Click through that. Yeah. Buy some stuff. We'd appreciate that.
iTunes reviews said that?
You said that. T-shirts on tpublic.com. We love seeing those out in the wild.
Ooh.
Thank you to The Brute and The Basilisk and Rackham for all our musical themes. There's another thing. I'm missing a thing. It's very important.
Hey, maybe you could thank me.
Nope. Planet Broadcasting Great Mates group is back. It's called Planet Broadcasting Great Mates Official.
Back.
It's not the original one. The original's still gone.
Yes,
gone forever. We're back up to 4,000 members.
4,000 members now.
On the new version.
No time.
We'll be back in no time.
That's right.
And that is the show, I think.
Yeah. Bunch of videos up on the channel this week about Avengers Endgame, questions answered, timelines, the future, a bunch
spoilers.
Of other stuff.
Spoilers.
So many
time. Spoilers.
So yeah, exactly.
Love spoilers.
Thank you very much for listening.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
And goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.